InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
October 20th, 2024. We are 12 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 0 seconds. The most important election in world history. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the front lines of the InfoWar, Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, the bad news is it's official. The globalists are planning to trigger civil unrest, martial law, final overthrow of the country, mass arrest of their enemies. Cyber attacks, they're going to blame on foreign enemies. Power outages, just absolute hell on earth. Just since yesterday's broadcast, they even made it more official. They're saying arrest Trump imminently. Go after all of his supporters. Trump's going to use the military and the American people. Kamala said it again. All these former generals came out and said it again. Trump's Hitler. While they sign the executive orders and the military puts out the battle plan for total martial law under Biden-Harris's command. The good news is not Trump, but people like Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and now Dana White, who's very influential and very smart, are coming out and saying America's already under a coup that removed Biden illegally, and they're planning to steal the election, and we have to admit that. Now, that's terrible, and that's horrible, and it doesn't sound like that's something that could happen, but look at history. Tyrannies are more common than freedom, way more common. Yes, it's happening. And with 12 days out, if people don't recognize this is the big one in our 250-year history, this is the greatest threat ever, and then the whole world better be concerned, because once the globalists have America fully captured, if you think the last 50 years of the U.S. doing a lot of evil crap was bad, that was just a warm-up. That was an hors d'oeuvre. That was a prelude. So I've been harping and harping and harping and harping at you and at everybody else and on the phone to prominent people saying, do you see what they're doing? Do you see what they're saying? It's like when I told Trump years ago when he was president, I said, you know, all these people are saying kill you on television. Former CIA, you name it. He goes, no, I didn't know that. So we had the Secret Service call me and I said, you don't know about this? You know, if some homeless person says they're going to kill the president, the Secret Service goes and sees them, but when CIA high-level operatives that have run major assassination operations say they're going to kill Trump on TV, it's like, oh, well, he's allowed to say that. And then later they tried to kill Trump repeatedly. Guaranteed it's them. Through their patsies. Their proxies. So I know what I'm talking about. And now you don't even need me to tell you. They're all over the place. The good news is people are aware of what's happening. Now, I said this 2 weeks ago, and I said it yesterday. I said the tactic is to get you used to the election being a big fight, Trump winning on that night, the Red Mirage again, because the last play worked. They're going to run it again in 2020. Then it'll be 2 days, 4 days, 5 days, 7 days. Now it's up to 13 days in Arizona, in Maricopa County, of course. The rest of the state goes red, but magically, whatever votes are needed will be supplied in Maricopa County. Kind of like Lula only won off the main city in Brazil. Everybody else voted 60-plus percent for Bolsonaro. So it's all being announced. It's all being done. The steal is live right now. But they don't think that they can get away with it. Plus, they're going to get caught. It's so shoddily done. That's why they got to go to full martial law once they steal the election, and they will kill Trump. Surface terror missiles, what I would guess. We'll be right back. And I'm trying to stop that right now. We'll be right back.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You are living by a massive margin in the most dangerous, interesting, compelling, beautiful, ugly, nightmarish, heavenly time in your lifetime. No doubt about it, hands down. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. A tale of two cities. A paradox. There's a great awakening happening all over the world. Good is coming out of its slumber. Amazing things are happening. Evil is organizing and moving against us like never before. Now, it is a 100% certainty now, because it's already begun, that the Democrat deep state CIA establishment is running the exact same play of the theft of 2020 and the mitigation of the Republican win in 2022. But because it was such a massive turnout in 2022 for an off-year election, Republicans still got the House. All the numbers, all the polls, I've got them, I'll go over them here. Even Democrats admit Kamala has stalled and has totally collapsed. Trump is surging. Even in their skewed polls, he's way ahead in the battleground states, not just nationally. So the system is in complete meltdown, panic mode. Bill Gates tries to claim he's nonpartisan. He's at the heart of it all. He just got caught giving $50 million to Kamala Harris because he's so worried about Trump's pledge to release the Epstein pedophile list. We have all these states, like I told you just 6 months ago, oh, it's a conspiracy. We'll know the winners on election night. Don't pass state law saying you got to have the winner, you know, within a day. And they're like, well, it'll take an extra day in Michigan. It'll take an extra day in Pennsylvania, an extra day in Georgia and Arizona. Well, now it's going to take 4 days. Well, 6 days. Well, 10 days. Well, 13 days. And now those states are saying, well, maybe a week, maybe 13 days, maybe 2 weeks. I've got the clips right here. In all the key battleground states and the key towns that magically, after Trump wins, the red mirage, the votes are supplied. And all over the country, now confirmed, we started reporting on it last week, people go in to vote. Oh, the computer's broke. Just fill out your ballot and we'll scan it for you. Happened to my family 2 days ago in Austin, 3 days ago, Monday. So that's where we are. And then you've got a month ago, the Pentagon following the orders of whoever's running the White House, the consortium of criminals with that coup. That is the big issue. I'll get to that in a moment. Saying, yeah, we're going to get ready for intelligence operations, martial law, takeover of all the grids, and killing of citizens. And it's all authorized by the president. That's the Biden-Harris-Obama New World Order oligarchy. Coup. And then you've got all these former generals in the news. Oh, Trump's going to be Hitler. Trump's going to use the military on you. And now that's gone from a big drumbeat in the last month too. I have all these videos, all these articles, Harris doing it again, walls, all of them. Oh, Trump's going to use the military. Liz Cheney, Trump's going to use the military. Joe Biden, Trump's going to use the military. He did it last night. But he said, don't worry, he won't come kill you with the military because we're going to put him in jail 12 days from the election. They're saying that. So, again, in total transparency, oh, martial law, oh, the military, oh, total collapse. And the FBI puts out a memo yesterday, oh, we expect cyber attacks on the day of the election and after. And they've got all these continuity of government, martial law drills in Congress, and it's all going on. So they've definitely implemented the steal. That's confirmed. The feds have gone into all the major battleground states and said, don't you take those illegal aliens confirmed off the rolls. The feds won't give Texas the names of illegal aliens. They can check them on the rolls. Ken Paxton's filed a lawsuit, but that'll be fought later. And then all they do is conspiracy. You have no proof of any fraud. No illegals are voting. No dead people are voting. No. Yeah, they're just 500,000 phantom voters that have never been on the voter rolls, just names. They go, well, they're allowed to vote, whoever they are. That's, you know, more than 10 times the number they need to steal Michigan. And they may flip because of fraud Texas. Because people don't understand the extreme urgency. So this is history. This is the most important time of my life. It's the most important time of your life. Judge rules because they filed a lawsuit. No, even though the federal law says Steve Bannon should have been released 7 to 8 days ago, he's not getting released. And they're trying to shut us down in 20 days, InfoWars, the 13th of November. And as Naomi Wolf pointed out, and I found the article, forgot to send it to the crew, guys, go into her interview towards the middle or towards the entering the last third. Because I looked it up last night, and for some reason I didn't send it to you. Jamie Raskin, I think it's November 16th, is having a big D.C. televised event about how to deal with America in turmoil and crisis. They already have a battle plan that Podesta talked about in 2020 and about not accepting Trump winning, not certifying, and then having civil war. And now Raskin says they're going to have it. And then he's got a big symposium set for it a week and a half after the election. Oh, you imagine you buy tickets and you get ready to go hear about the crisis and the undecided election, and it's already named and pre-programmed for the 16th of November. So let's pull out that Naomi Wolf clip. Get Wilson to do it. And then I'll send in the article and we can put a story out on that. Because it's all scripted. Video, MSNBC calls for armed insurrection to prevent Trump presidency. And then they say, we're going to have an armed uprising. With all the military-age men they brought in and all the rest of it. So here's the big thing I want to say. I've been begging everyone. I've been asking you to contact everyone you know that's prominent, but also just regular folks, to point out this chink in the globalist armor. We still have time, 12 days out. If Trump comes out and Elon Musk and others and says, hey, why'd you sign that executive order or reauthorize it, Biden, for martial law, for civil control, and then why'd you add to a Pentagon directive to kill American citizens during civil unrest? Why are you gearing up for that and then saying, I am? What is it you're planning? Or a Trump campaign ad with Raskin saying, we're not going to certify him, we'll have civil war conditions. And then a voiceover. Then Biden signed the executive order and the Pentagon put out the battle plan. And then expose that Biden or whoever's in control is doing this. And then make it a big issue about this. Now, listen carefully. And I know all of you already know this, but I want it to sink in. Because there's a normalcy bias, even for those of us that are awake and aware, to just get used to tyranny. But even 60 Minutes brought it up to Kamala. Brett Baer brought it up. So it is happening. And the people, when they question former Democrats who are voting for Trump, the number one thing they say is border, economy, and Harris was selected in the primaries. She never was in the primaries, and she was just given it. That's tyranny. So there was a coup. She was installed. And then we know who runs it, the CIA, the State Department, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, they create the policies, and then the functionaries carry them out. That's in congressional reports since the days of Anthony Sutton, the archivist at the Senate. That's the Frank Church Committee hearings of the 70s. The former head of the Carnegie Endowment runs the CIA. The head of the Rockefeller Foundation runs the whole global UN division with global IDs and global vaccine passports and the social credit score. I mean, they're in charge. That's the coup. And documents have come out from the Rockefeller Foundation and stuff going back decades ago saying, Alex Jones, we see him as the enemy. This guy's got our number. Well, see, you can get their number too and realize that I'm going off their own battle plan. I'm sitting here giving you the enemy attack profile, how they're going to attack, when they're going to attack, what they're going to do. I mean, we might want to talk about this, so let me cut to the chase. You have to have Trump and Vance and Vivek Ramaswamy and all these well-spoken people need to get on this now and say all the polls show we're dominating, we're winning, people are doing a great job voting, but they're letting illegals vote and dead people vote. The feds are keeping them on the rolls. And now all these states are announcing 10 days, 13 days. And the Democrats have been wargaming that there's going to be civil unrest during this and civil war conditions. And even if Trump makes it past the fraud, they're not going to certify him. Trump needs to be calling that out. Thank God he called out Biden saying put him in prison and is demanding Harris respond. Yeah, that's totalitarian. Get in their face about it. They're saying you're the tyrant. You're Hitler. You're going to use the military while they've signed the executive orders and ordered the military to prepare for civil unrest, martial law, and killing people. My God, that's smoking gun. And then you act like Dana White, who's extremely smart, and I know is a listener, and who I know, met him a few times. I know he's listening. It's just common sense, or he figured out himself. Hey, there's been a coup. Trump said, hey, who is in charge over there, and why are you signing orders to order our wonderful military to prepare for martial law and killing Americans? Our military doesn't like that. Don't attack the military. They don't like what's happening. Point out they've got illegal people in charge that are, and here's what White said. He said, there's already been a coup. I know you're like, Alex, you said that 500 times. Why are you reporting? Because he's extremely respected and prominent, and he has Trump's ear. They're good friends, talk every day almost. Dana White helped break the back of the COVID lockdowns. Dana White is saying we're under a coup. Harris was installed, and they now intend to steal the election and stay in power another 4 years. They'll never give it up. And as we wake up more, they're going to come in and try to outlaw free speech, which they admit because they're losing. And now plans have been leaked to have the feds take over Twitter and indict Elon Musk. I've got that. People say, well, we better back off. They'll arrest us. They're going to take everything over. They're literally gearing up to chop the penises of millions of little boys off, not hundreds of thousands. They're starting World War III. They're devaluing the dollar. They're cutting off our energy. Going along with these people is the surest road to destruction. Stand up for yourselves. My God. It was hard to fight them 30 years ago when almost no one was awake. Being anti-globalist is hotter than hell. It's the hottest issue worldwide because it's the only issue. It's the real world. This isn't some genre of media or politics. This is over the target. What's happening? Reality right now. Dana White's statement could save America and the world. Learn why. Put that out as another post above the live feed right now. Learn why Dana White's warning that America is already under a criminal coup who plans to steal the 2024 election could save the world. Now, how does it do that? Because it's true. And if we get J.D. Vance and RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbards and Trump and Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson to bring that up front and center. You know, I talk to Joe all the time, and Trump is here Friday, and I didn't get this from Joe, because that stuff's off record, but I did get it from other people that are in the campaigns, Trump was, Rogan wasn't going to interview Trump unless Kamala did. She agreed a couple weeks ago. Then she kept fighting about the time. Trump's here Friday morning, South Austin. And then Kamala was coming in Saturday, but then the last few days they were saying, we're not sure, and they weren't sure they were going to do it. Now she's coming Friday afternoon. That could change. By the way, no one knows this. So Rogan set to interview them both on Friday. And the bigger issue is that, not that I have inside baseball, who cares about that, is that that's, they're like a person on the high dive who's never jumped off a high dive. They're kind of scared to do it, and it's going to be a disaster for her. But that's not the issue. I do a lot of important work off air. I'm going to call Rogan up today. He invites me down to the club all the time. Maybe I'll just, if he's there tonight, I'll just go down there. He's up there last night till late. I'm just going to go talk to Joe and just say, listen, when you got Trump in there, obviously you're going to bring up that Kamala was installed and that now they've signed these orders to use the military and the American people. And I know Joe's already got it. We talked about it, but, you know, hand him the documents and say, Joe, this. And Joe hates it when people tell him what to do, but he puts up with when I do it. And I don't do it a lot, but I mean, I'm going to ask him, will we bring this up to Trump? I mean, my God. Also, the 325,000 missing children. Don't just pledge to control the border and stop it. Pledge to say you're going to try to find where they are and prosecute those that did this. So these are very strategic things that need to be done that are unifiers, that are the right thing to do. I'm going to say it again. Dana White. Dana White. He's up there saying the same group that has a coup now, and we put out a fake letter that Biden resigned for 8 days, obviously drug him up and disappear him. Then he pops up with his hair sticking out, not knowing who he is, with dandruff on him, wandering onto Air Force One. They go, why'd you step down, drop out? And he goes, I didn't. Then he gets the memo, yeah, you did, you moron. Now, he stole the election, so it was stolen from him by the same group, but people can't deal with that. There's some plausible deniability. There's not with Kamala. She's been installed. People behind her are the coup. And then Dana White says, and they're going to continue it on. They have no intention of stopping. Of course they don't. Stop being naive, people. You're living in history right now. Facing the reality that we live under a coup, like Dana White has done, and making it the number one issue that we live under a coup, will galvanize people to see what's happening when they try to trigger civil unrest and martial law and all the rest of the crap. You've got to call the enemy's next big move out. They're trying to pre-program the coup. They're rolling it out in slow motion. Now it's speeding up. Now we're 12 days out. And they know they're way behind with election fraud. They need to keep sticking the ballots in the machines. The people are watching the flipping on the machines. And so now they're up to 13 days in Maricopa County. And oh, now they're up to 5 days in Georgia. And oh, 5 days in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And it'll be a week. It'll be 2 weeks. It's going down. NBC News. Maricopa County election officials say they expect to take 10 to 13 days to tabulate ballots in general election. But France can do it in one night. You fill it out, they stick it in the computer, they create whatever changes they want. They can do that. It's the election officials. And they block the windows out, kick everybody out at 1 a.m., get to work. Some systems, they got to program it in, then it prints a ballot. And they got to get rid of your ballot, use your ID, enter it. They got to do it right there, point-blank fraud, or they stuff the drop boxes with the names of dead people and out of district, or illegals get to vote, they're giving them driver's license, and they're just hitting us. But the landslide's so big, the Democrats are, screw it, we'll just have an armed rebellion. And they're a bunch of old, evil lawyers and people that just think they can get away with anything they want. So we'll go to break here in a few minutes. I'm going to come back and go through all these clips I just mentioned, play the Dana White clip and more, but listen to me. Dana White, here's another headline. Put this out on X. UFC owner Dana White calls out the elephant in the room. Points out that we're already living under a coup. That Kamala Harris was installed by a criminal group hell-bent on stealing the 2024 election. Trump must make this a central issue so that people can galvanize and realize it's wrong and say no to it. You've got to get ahead of it. This is basic strategy, and I don't know why almost every time I am the only person that sees ahead of this. This is not even chess. This is checkers, people. These people can be beaten so easily, my God. But again, you're being hit with such tyranny, though. People have a normalcy bias. They go, they just can't be. I'm not going to. That sounds crazy. It's happening. It's already going on. We can't sit here like a deer in the headlights. All right, I'm going to break. We can be shut down on November 13th. I need your support. We'll put the countdown on screen. Whether InfoWars shuts down or not, I need my sponsors energized so that myself and the crew and the operation and studios and all of it continues on. 20 days, 14 hours, 33 minutes, 27 seconds. Plus, we have incredible products you need. I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Coming up in only 7 days, we'll announce the winner for the $138,000 Super Dodge Turbo Diesel Mega Off-Road Beast with $10,000 cash on top of it as the winner. Everybody that buys a product, it's entered to win. You can also put in your email and get entered for free at thealexjonesstore.com. But the real reason you want to support is because we need the funds. We have great T-shirts, great ball caps, great hoodies with great patriot messages. They shut the internet off with a kill switch. You'll need to be on the streets peacefully getting the word out. These shirts identify you're with the good guys. We have incredible supplements. There's now a new combo deal, upwards of 55% off right now. The Ultimate Gut Combo, Ultimate Gut Cleanse, and Ultimate Probiotic, two amazing formulas. The gut is the front on everything in your body. You will have a better health and immune system and just standard of living, just your overall quality of life, because your health is your greatest asset, when you get the Ultimate Gut Combo at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the big sale right there. And you don't take the gut cleanse all the time. You do take the probiotics, you know, every day if you're smart. This is a 30-day event. Does it gently. It's amazing. Anti-parasite, everything. You take two of the capsules a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. Ultimate Gut Cleanse, it's all there. Take care of yourself and fund the info war. These are amazing quality products. They're just private labeled by one of the top producers in the country and then discounted. Three bottles for 55% off, two bottles for 50% off, one bottle for 40% off, but the combo is massively discounted. What's that, 50% off for the combo? TheAlexJonesStore.com, and get the classic InfoWars red on navy blue InfoWars shirt as a fundraiser shirt. Get that right now. And the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt. It's also a fundraiser. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I need your support now.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
None of you want to fight. You better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got in. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are living right now in the most important time in world history. There is no longer any doubt. The globalist deep state is already trying to steal the election with the exact same playbook of 2020. But this time the whole world sees it, not just America. And all their surrogates, including Harris of the coup group, are saying Trump's going to use the military, Trump's going to have martial law, while they prepare for, quote, armed uprisings. MSNBC calls for armed insurrection. Raskin says civil war conditions. This is it. And I've been saying Trump and all of his surrogates, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, J.D. Vance, everybody. When they signed this order and the Pentagon put out the report that I've been covering for a month that finally got attention last week, the plan isn't just to kill Americans. It says for paramilitary takeover, martial law, civil unrest. Says civil unrest. Secretary of Defense. Then they say Trump's going to use the military and kill Americans in their homes. That's Kamala. Three times that I've seen. Did it again yesterday. Trump has to come out and say, our military doesn't want to do that. Why are you saying I'm going to do that when you just did that? And who runs you? Who's in charge there? And finally, Dana White, who has a lot of pull with the president, came out and said the same thing yesterday. By exposing them and pointing out they're doing it, it doesn't look like Trump thinks he's going to lose. And so that's how they spin it. Oh, he thinks he's going to lose. He's getting ready to say, you know, it was stolen again. No, people know what they're doing. And we got to get ahead of this because now they're saying 13 days in Maricopa County. I would expect Fox News will announce early again that Kamala won because we can trust them. Jack Posobiec's one of the smartest analysts, former naval intelligence, great talk show host and best-selling author. We're getting his take on all this and other big developments here in a moment. But first, it's because I mentioned it, here is Biden saying Trump wants to use the military and kill you again with no evidence. Just makes it up. And then Dana White nailing it. But we need Dana White having press conferences about this. We need Trump front and center because they're doing it. They're saying they're going to have armed insurrection. They're saying violence. And then to their people and then to the world, oh, Trump's planning it with no evidence. This is big. Everybody's focused on the election. Trump's going to win the election except for the fraud and then the crisis they're going to create. And the false flags are going to blame on Patriots. We'll get Jack's expert analysis and take on my take. We'll see if he agrees in a moment. But first, back to back, here's Biden, and then here is Dana White.
He is talking about doing away with the entire Department of Education. He's talking, he means it. This is not a joke. This is a guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually physically kill someone who he believes to be a threat to him. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We gotta lock him up. Political document.
Yeah, we're going to play the White clip and then go to Jack Posobiec. But listen to what he's doing there. He's introducing the idea of shooting and killing Americans in martial law, but introducing the idea as if it's Trump going to do it, and then saying, though, lock him up, political violence. That's a real form of it. And White gets it. He says the same group's already done a coup. This is totally illegitimate. The coup's already in place, and it plans to continue on now. See, it's already here. It's already illegal. Here's White.
Realistically, the Democratic Party controls all the media. They control all the media.
Why do you say that?
Other than Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you don't watch Fox, Donald Trump is the devil, right? He's the worst thing ever to ever happen to the United States. And they keep talking about if he gets in, you know what's going to happen? Well, he was already in. He's already been the president, so it's not like we don't know what's going to happen. The country was in a really good place when he was the president. You're talking about change. Change from what? The last 4 years? And when you look at Biden, right? We all know where Biden's at. Biden, they even came out and said he's on. Who's running the country right now? It's not him. It's not her. Who's running the country? I don't know the answer to that question. But I'll tell you what's brilliant. Whoever's running the country pulled off this Kamala Harris thing so that they can stay in power and run the country for another 4 years. It's not Kamala Harris, and it's definitely not Joe Biden.
Now, we as an audience of this show, you're patriots. You'd probably know it without me telling you. You know it. The rest of the public still doesn't get what time it is. Jack, am I on target here? Because this is happening. What do we do?
Alex, the biggest threat right now, and there are a lot of threats, thanks again for having me on here on the show. The biggest problem and the biggest weakness we could have right now is apathy, is sitting out, is doing nothing. And let me run through all the rat lines on this. Is they want you to be terrified. They want you to be sitting in your homes cowering. They don't want you to be getting involved. They don't want you to be getting active. They don't want you going to our events. They definitely don't want you going to Trump events. They don't want you go to Turning Point or if Alex Jones is doing more events and these Tucker massive, and Alex, you and I just did the massive Tucker event in Eastern Pennsylvania. They don't like that. They don't like seeing these because to them, remember, we are the hobbits. We are the peasants. We're not allowed to have an uprising. We're not allowed to have a network where we get together and we connect. And so what did they do? They've got to demonize us. They've got to turn us all into, in effect, domestic terrorists. And remember, this is what we wanted, or what they wanted, in terms of a Hegelian response to, I'm going to say it, this is the response they wanted from the Trump assassination. And we talk about this in my new book, that we go through the chapter, what would have happened? Well, you would have seen, of course, definitely civil unrest, which we wouldn't have wanted, but you would have seen it. And you would have seen people posting things about it. And the government would have come down and used that civil unrest to be able to crack down on all of the Trump supporters, of all the freedom lovers, the entire movement, the pro-humanity movement. They would have said, you are all domestic extremists, and we can prove you're domestic extremists because you've gone in on this. And so they would have taken the same exact playbook that they ran on January 6th. And anybody who went to January 6th, even if you're like Owen Scheuer, who didn't even go inside on January 6th and still went behind bars, that's the playbook that would have been run. It would have been January 6th worldwide, or at least nationwide, for now. But they didn't get there because the bullet missed. So what do they have to do? Well, they have to tell you the domestic unrest is going to happen. They're going to hope the domestic unrest is going to happen. They're going to tell you that they're doing this to prevent the domestic unrest from happening. That's why you're starting to see more and more increasing escalation of rhetoric from the Democrats all the way up to and including now the president of the United States is definitively saying, and he's done this for years. He said, oh, we're independent. I'm independent. I'm independent. I'm independent. No, we're locking him up. No, we're going to lock him up. And Alex, we already know. Look, this guy who is directly associated with the Azov Battalion over in Ukraine just took a run at Trump down in southern Florida. He's on trial now coming up on November 14th, this Ryan Wesley Routh character. And go look at the desperation of Project Ukraine failing. Zelensky knows it's over. Zelensky knows he's lost. But in the same way that Dana White is talking about how Kamala Harris isn't the one that really runs the White House, she isn't the one that really runs the country, Joe Biden is the one that really runs it, guess what? Zelensky's not really the one who runs Ukraine. It is being run by the oligarchs, and their hatchet men are the Azov Battalion. And we know they've been trained by the CIA. We know that they're conducting assassinations both in Russia, of course, Russia proper, but even within Ukraine. If you become someone that they believe is a collaborator with Russia, they'll come after you as well. That's what Zelensky knows. So that's why Zelensky is running around being increasingly desperate. You hear the rhetoric from him talking about obtaining nuclear weapons, demanding NATO boots on the ground. If NATO doesn't get involved in Ukraine, then we will be forced to use nuclear weapons. I didn't even know if he has nuclear weapons, but he could be, of course, referring to, we do know that they had these stockpiles of chemical weapons and perhaps stockpiles of biological weapons that we're told don't exist. But Victoria Nuland had to admit under oath that, well, you know, they have them for research purposes, Senator, research purposes only. And so as he's getting more and more desperate, look, we already know a guy that's tied to Azov took a run at Trump. Alex, what's to stop them from trying to do this again? And that's why the Trump campaign has now made this offer, or made this request, I should say, to the military and to the Biden administration, which, of course, runs the military. So it's a little bit of an issue with getting it. They want military vehicles, military aircraft, and a military motorcade protecting Donald Trump right now. Because they know that the easiest way, and you saw, you've even seen some crazy stuff last night with this, there was a wrong way driver who almost crashed into Kamala Harris over there. I think it was in Michigan after Eminem when they were doing that rally. And so we know there's been a lot of weird stuff going on with these motorcades lately, and it would only take one incident. Look, and Mark Halperin and so many other people going up on Tucker talking about this. The country is a powder keg right now. Families are being broken up over politics, divorce. And it's always the liberal doing this, by the way. You know, divorces are going up. All of this is going to happen. And Mark Halperin just put out. Mark Halperin, by the way, is not, you know, some, you know, human events, war room, InfoWars kind of guy. This guy is highly, highly connected journalist in the DC media ecosystem, has been for years, former ABC head there. And he's even saying this, that this country is a powder keg. And they're saying if Trump looks like he's going to win, and it does look like he's going to win. That's why they're reverting back to Trump is Hitler, and he's, you know, cursing out the Mexicans and all this nonsense that they're trying to throw up again. Mark Halperin is warning that there will be physical effects if Trump wins coming from one side. And, of course, that will be used to enact this crackdown that you're talking about, Alex.
And we've got people like Carbel saying we need an armed uprising, and we need Trump and people to point that out. This executive order that Biden reauthorized, and then the Pentagon's interpretation of that for civil unrest, for killing Americans, Biden saying if Trump, you know, gets reelected, that there's going to be violence, or if he doesn't get reelected, there's going to be violence. All these battleground states extending out the time now. Georgia's saying, oh, 25% of the votes won't come in until after the election from overseas. Who believes 25% of Georgia lives overseas? They are clearly telegraphing and saying their top strategists, people like Raskin, civil war conditions. And there's Drudge Report that's now basically the mouth of the Democratic Party saying, will Trump claim victory too early? They're already doing the red mirage statement. And so I'm asking you, do you agree with me that it's very good what Dana White's doing? Point out the illegitimacy now. Point out they're the ones preparing the military for violence and that it's not Trump doing it. And then Trump needs to ask, who is in control? Why are they saying all this violence is coming? Why are they trying to order our wonderful military to prepare for civil unrest and killing Americans? Trump needs to just ask those questions. That will make it the central issue, and then that will neutralize their capability going into the crisis creation and the trigger events and the false flags they need to then blame on Trump and his supporters. I think that's beyond critical in battlefield information warfare space preparation.
Look, people need to stay frosty. People need to stay absolutely frosty, because everything that we're hearing lately, and Mark Halperin and others, by the way, have been putting around this information about a new story that's going to drop on Trump. And I'm sure there's going to be new accusers is what I'm hearing coming out. Deep fakes. We're going to hear AI recreations. We're going to hear audio. We're going to hear all of those things. That's going to be pumped out into the media. And think of it. When The Atlantic puts that story up yesterday talking about Trump and Hitler and the Mexican soldier who died down at Fort Hood, the thing is debunked within minutes. Every single person who was in the room said this story didn't happen. But then what happened immediately after? CBS made that the lead story. So this is from theatlantic.com, some internet website, not even in the magazine yet. They put it up, and then suddenly CBS News makes it their lead story across every
single
member.
Well, let's be clear. The Atlantic is the CIA, actual Epstein operation. It's owned by Steve Jobs' wife, total Epstein alumni. I mean, the Atlantic is the mouth of the New World Order.
Exactly. And Alex, what I'm trying to do for folks is understand is they need to understand this is the power of the influence network that we're mapping out right here. So they can see the information environment, and the operation was launched yesterday. So it was launched yesterday to say Trump is evil. Trump is Hitler. Trump is going after the Mexicans. Trump is going after the women, the veterans. He doesn't care. And then boom, the media immediately responds. So when you see the information operation in action and you see the network nodes as they're moving together, so it goes directly to CBS. They make it their lead. Now, Alex, if I put out a story, I could have plenty of sources. I could have a recording. But CBS isn't going to make that the lead story, is it? No, they're not. So when we report something about the Azov Battalion directly tied to the Trump second shooter, this guy was over there in Ukraine. We found with AI facial recognition that he was in an Azov Battalion propaganda video. They say, oh, that's debunked. I say, what do you mean it's debunked? He's right there in the video. And they say, oh, well, they put out a statement. And then they never cover it. And they move right away from it. And then they tell you, oh, it's not Ukraine that's doing this. No, it's not our ally. We're giving them billions of dollars. It's Iran. You need war with Iran because that's what the regime
and is. And Iran's going to kill Trump, which will be the cover story. So let me bring this up. You said over a month ago and that federal sources, and then it broke, but then even more broke last week, that the FBI put that memo out saying groups associated with the Russian-Ukraine conflict are going to launch terror attacks, they believe, during Election Day and after. And you said a year ago on the show, and you're the only one to do it other than Lee Stranahan, who's been big on Ukraine covering that, that they're going to use cutouts, U.S. people trained in Ukraine to come back and do this, white supremacists sent to Ukraine coming back to do it, who admit they work for the CIA. On TV they've come out, like Skullface, and that they're going to do this, and now it's manifested, now it's happened. So the FBI is also saying they expect a cyber attack during the election. So they're getting all these cover stories ready for this. Can you give us tomorrow's news today like you've already done before on other stories?
Well, look, you know, for folks out there that ask me the question, I always say that's why I just go vote. Just go out and vote. And make sure that your vote's in the system. Make sure you get that positive response so that it's in there. I already voted in Pennsylvania, and, you know, I was able to do so in person. So I circumvented the entire post office system, the Dropbox system. No, you go right to the County Board of Election. Boom, you voted, you're done, you're in. What people need to understand, though, is that it's shaping up to be – and look, I was in – you talked about Maricopa County earlier. I was in Maricopa County on the election day in 2022. And when I was there, I remember the machines went straight down. And we never got a full explanation or an accounting of why those machines went down. And yet what this produced was mass chaos because the lines got long and it's Arizona. So even though it was November, it was incredibly hot and people couldn't stand out there and people were falling out. You had seniors that were falling out. You had people who couldn't get a drink of water. But other folks, look, they had to go. They had to go. You got to pick up the kids from school. You got to go to work. You got to show up for your shift. Whatever it is, there's always going to be something you might have to do. And so, because that basic symbol doesn't even need to be a cyber attack, it doesn't even need to be something that's so exotic as all of the things that we're describing. It could be something so simple as, oh, the machines went down because we used the wrong size paper, even though it's the one.
And by the way, that happened to my family on Monday in Austin. It's coming in from everywhere. People go in and the machines fail. And they go, oh, just give us your paper ballot. We'll take care of it. But I want to go back to what you said.
And they said, put it behind door C. They said, put it behind door C. I'm like, I'm from Pennsylvania. I never heard of door C. What the heck is door C? What do you mean we're going to put it behind door C? And then the lines get longer and the whole thing, it's fugazi. That's what it is. It's fugazi.
But I want to go back to what you said when you first came on 25 minutes ago, what you just said again. When I get up here and expose how bad it is, it's not to demoralize you or make you think you need to go hide. No, it's the opposite. The system's panicking. They know Trump's about to win. Be vocal. Speak out. Don't be intimidated. But also point out we're not the ones calling for violence. It's the Democrats that are desperate. They're the ones saying civil war. They're the ones saying kill Trump. They're the ones saying put him in prison. And get out front and point out there's already a coup. They're already illegitimate. Because they're going to say Trump's illegitimate because of all his fake indictments and the rest of it, though the law doesn't say that, and not certify. They've already said that's their plan. So we have to get ahead of that and point out that they are completely illegitimate and they know that we're winning. That's what my message.
That's exactly right. And it's got to be peaceful and it's got to be this understanding that we the people have decided that this regime does not represent us, that this is a regime that represents the global international order, and we don't want that anymore. We don't want the global empire anymore. And we are not interested in picking fights with half of the world. And the BRICS summit is going on right now in Moscow with Putin and with Xi, and the Iranians, I'm sure, are going to be showing up at any time. The North Koreans are going to go there. And so this idea that we need to be this global empire that's forcing everyone to do something or forcing everything to be what they need to be, it's the opposite of what we're talking about. We're talking about peace. We're talking about peace in our country. We're talking about maintaining law and order in our cities. And we're talking about peace when it comes to illegal immigrants or anything like that. We don't want to go to martial law. We don't want to go to the mass uprisings. What we'd like is a peaceful transfer of power from the regime back to the rightful citizens of this country. And it's as simple as that. But as Steve Bannon always loved to tell us, who gets out of jail on Tuesday, by the way, did you really think that they would just give you your country back without a fight? And we got to be smart. We got to be very smart about this because they are going to try to drag this thing out. They're going to try to push this thing on. We've already seen it. You saw Maricopa County just put it out there. Pennsylvania is saying the same thing. Oh, we're not going to know. It's going to be a red mirage. We're not going to be sure about this. That's why we are breaking in with these early votes. We're breaking into their firewalls. We're trimming it down. We're getting it so thin that on election day, when that massive wave of Trump voters does eventually come, that it is going to shatter their firewall across every single one of the seven swing states. But the goal here, and one of the other things that I put out, just a peaceful thing you can do, is, hey, if you're in a blue state, if you're in a red state, go vote. You might say, why would I go vote? Because my vote doesn't count. Actually, it does count. Because if Trump is able, and there is a path, and I've seen some models on this as well, things that people are looking at internally, there's a path for Trump to win the popular vote. And if he wins the popular vote, there's no way that they're going to be able to pull this thing. There's no way that they're not going to be able to certify this thing, because even the judges then at that point are going to say, you have to push this thing forward. This guy won the popular vote. So go out there. If you're in a blue state, if you're one of these people who lives in places like California or Maryland or Texas or Maine, and you think, it doesn't matter. You know, you go out and vote. Trump wins the popular vote. Now he's got a mandate. But it is, you're exactly right, Alex. It's got to be peaceful. And when we see these provocations come, and the provocations will continue to come, whether it's killers from these Ukrainian foreign fighter groups, whether it's, someone just driving the wrong way on the highway that crashes into a motorcade and all of a sudden it gets blamed on a Trump supporter. By the way, there's a story out of Philadelphia right now where someone was threatening to kill a poll worker who was going around for training. And of course, the Inquirer, the local media, doesn't even report the name of the person or the affiliation of the person that was involved. Obviously, it was a Republican that they were threatening to kill. So you're seeing this. You're seeing this in the streets. We're seeing this writ large from the rhetoric level. So
I agree. We're almost out of time. We're almost out of time, Jack. But I want to add a very important point to all of this. You must vote. You must be politically active now, because the globalists, if they're able to steal it, are going to have a massive clampdown. They're going to go for broke and try to sew the country up like we're Venezuela or Brazil. So for people that don't understand, we're not in a normal period right now. I know most of the audience knows that. This is one of the most important times in human history. And, you know, Biden said a few weeks ago, oh, we'll give Trump these anti-missile planes that can, you know, if missiles are fired, put out the flares. Do you know, Jack, of whether that's happened yet?
I haven't seen any evidence of it. And I was with the president and saw his motorcade on Monday here in North Carolina, and I didn't see any military vehicles in it.
All right. Your book is amazing. It's now out, and I've got it. Mine is in the mail. I'm going to be reading it this weekend. Very important to understand what they did. Tell folks how they get the book.
Thank you, Alex. The book is bulletproof. It is out this week. People need to know about the exact history of all of this. It's up at Amazon. If you don't want to support Bezos, go to orderbulletproof.com. We've got a private investigator that's looking into all of this, because we don't trust the federal government. So support this book and support the truth getting out here in the final stages of this election.
All right. Thank you, Jack Masubic. Talk to you soon.
God bless you.
All right. We are going to go to break. And then I'm going to go through everything he was mentioning, the clips, Maricopa County, all of it, just all the things they're up to. And they're totally desperate. So, yeah, like Jack said, you don't think taking the country back would be easy, do you? This is a war. All right? I mean, George Washington didn't become the president after he won the war for many, many years, until 1789. And these things take time, but we have the initiative. We're winning. Stay with us. Hour number two straight ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it, like saw palmetto, that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print is probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Listeners, I know that you wish that this wasn't happening. I sure wish that was the case as well. I have obviously the BRICS meeting going on and how that affects the world economy and why that pushes the world towards war. I've got news on the aftermath of North Carolina, just like we thought. FEMA is going to take over a bunch of the land and take the lithium areas, so that's now confirmed. We've got just so much on the election, and I've already mentioned a lot of this, but I want to play the clips and get into it all more. And then at the bottom of the hour, 30 minutes from now, I will give the number out and take calls interspersed with news for the balance of this live Wednesday transmission. So we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and we're going to be rejoined at 6 after by 350-plus radio stations, TV stations, and cable stations that don't carry the first five, and I will judiciously plow through all of this. But I'm going to say this again. You are the Paul Revere's. If you're listening to my voice, you're the resistance. You're not the tail. You're not the snout. You're not the eyes. You're not the heart. You're not the guts. You're not the paws. You're not the fur. You're not the bones. You're the whole wolf. You're the whole dog. And when you take action, the dog hunts. So when you decide to share the live links from band.video or infowars.com/show, when you decide to follow the new network system that's being set up at AJN Live on X, AJN Live, in case this gets shut down, the Alex Jones Network. When you decide to share the articles, the videos, when you decide to go to Real Alex Jones on X, and you decide to share the live feed, instead of reaching 5 million people on X a day, we reach 50 million. It's real simple. You get in there and get excited and retweet it and send it out on your email and your text message and say, hey, breaking news on the coup. Did you know there's already a coup over America? Did you know it's already happening? And then we show the out and people go, whoa, I didn't really understand that. Then they tell other people, then we start to win. So save the country, save the world, go get a fundraiser, InfoWars shirt. There's over 100 plus designs at thealexjonesstore.com. Sign up for the VIP program, get $40 free a month. Everybody wants to support us. Do that. Infowars.com/VIP. It's that simple. Take action. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wear a Trump t-shirt. Put a sign on the lawn. Wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting out every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves, because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our best sellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts.
Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God's Shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the Ultimate Gut Cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The Ultimate Gut Cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Two on this live Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024 transmission. We are 20 days out to the potential shutdown of InfoWars. We are 12 days out from the most important election in world history. And we are 90-something days until, or we pull up the actual number on screen, until President Trump would be inaugurated. And so this period of time, because of geopolitical developments, because of the world economy where it's at right now, at the end of this big banker bubble, there are powerful multinational forces battling for control. And the people that have hijacked America don't want the American people through Trump being involved in any decision-making processes. So I'm going to restate what I've been saying for months on air, and now you see it all happening. So that we can stop all this. Now, we're already going to win if this war takes another 10 years. We've already got the initiative. Things are in play. Dominoes are already falling. The House of Cards is already coming down. The New World Order's never going to succeed in its master plan. Because they had to be the good guys as they turned off the energy and the power and the resources. They had to pose as the good guys for them to succeed. Instead, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and King Charles are almost universally reviled and hated. And Bill Gates has now been criminally indicted in Europe to stand trial in the Netherlands for COVID mass murder. We'll get to that coming up. So let me state it very clearly. I know most of you get this, but we need to get this message out to everybody else. Let me be very clear. The number one issue is not the border, is not the pedophile rings, is not World War III, is not the inflation. All of those are super important. I'm not saying they're not just as important as what I'm about to say, but if you don't understand this, then you don't stop all of that. This is the key to stopping all of that and more. And Dana White gets it. We'll play the clip again in a moment. Owner of the UFC, very smart guy, self-made. He said there's been a coup. They won't even say who's in control, CIA and the tax-free foundations. They brag. I mean, they brag about it. We know. BlackRock's their front group, 87% of world assets. They, the globalists, the transhumanists, the death cult, stole the election and installed Biden. But you can still have some people that can deny that. Not credibly, but you can still not 100%, you know, cut and dry prove it. For everybody. even though it is cut and dry. But you can't deny Kamala Harris was installed. You can't deny Biden had a medical emergency for 8 days and disappeared, and they put out a fake letter he resigned from the campaign. You can't deny they've got illegal aliens voting across the country and now are extending the election out and promising civil war conditions and signed orders for the military to have martial law and kill people. So Dana White said the coup is already in place and is now going to extend for another 4 years. And then they're going to try to cement that coup, which they've been saying once they beat Trump, close quotes, once they steal it if they can, they're going to have Homeland Security, quote, wage war with the MAGA people. It's not enough to get rid of Trump, they say. You've seen it everywhere. We've got to go out after his people. They're terrorists. They're Hitler. They're white supremacists. We're just loyal Americans that know what's going on and don't want to be slaves. So we've been conquered. The bureaucracy's been conquered by the globalists, and through the bureaucracy, they want to fully conquer us. They don't have full control yet. They don't have your hearts and minds. They don't have all the resources. There's still lots of companies and businesses and independent infrastructure. They want to get rid of that. That's the Great Reset. They want to dictate total control. So you have to admit we're already in a coup. No one can even deny it. It's an admitted fact. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And the people that did that are saying Trump's Hitler. He's going to come kill you with the military. But separately, they're going to have an armed uprising against us, the American people. And there's going to be civil war conditions. And they're not going to certify the Trump election. I mean, that right there. If I could tell all 350 million Americans that and show them the articles and show them the documents in a 2-minute ad, hell, we'll put the ad out. Political ad. Not a political ad. It's a survival ad. It's a truth ad. And if every American saw that, they'd never get away with this. So I'm sitting here in this moment in history, and we'll beat them long term, even if they steal the election. That'll blow up their face bigger, and they'll never subdue us, and it's not going to work. But do you really want to go down that hellish path? There are so many smart people that have been on the fence, like Rogan, who's just a bellwether of this, and Elon Musk. And Elon Musk said, hey, the people running things are going to destroy the world. They're trying to destroy society. They're anti-human. They don't want to just be prosperous and be in charge. They want total control. We've got to support Trump or civilization will collapse. Those are quotes. And it's true. Just self-preservation. It's not heroic to have self-preservation. It's not something that really cool people do. Everybody needs to get that this is the issue I'm talking about. And if we get it front and center like Dana White's doing, and if the other surrogates of Trump start doing it, and it's starting to happen, and if we realize history's happening right now, then there's a very good chance of removing these people. You know, Biden said Trump's going to remove every civil servant. No, Trump said we're going to go through, and the globalists and the bureaucrats, both Republican and Democrat, that are unloyal to American, that have been engaged in all this fraud and fake news, Trump has the power to fire anybody he wants in the executive. And he said he didn't realize how deep their operatives were. That's how you drain the swamp. And now he's got all these experts like RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Elon Musk, who will have put over it an advisory role, non-cabinet, but advisory, and others to go in day one when he's president-elect and tell everybody, you're fired. That's not everybody. That's all the bad guys. And you got to go scorched earth. These people have had jobs long enough. Will some innocent people probably get fired? Yeah. But there's millions of these employees. I mean, Trump's doing a good job because there's nobody basically loyal at the top of the government right now. If he fires five deep, that's a good start. Just cut the cancer out. You cut a little extra meat out that wasn't cancerous, make sure you get it. Yeah, that meat next to the tumor doesn't look exactly cancerous, but let's just cut that out too. Cut it out and then watch the people, once you get in office, what they're doing, and they act like a globalist, 1 degree, fired, fired, fired. Hell, they want to put us all in prison. They want to continue to open the border and wreck the country and human traffic. And they keep saying, oh, Trump's totalitarian, because they're scared of him not being totalitarian but doing his duty, and saying, you know what, you keep saying I'm going to arrest all of you. Actually, I'm going to find out, Mayorkas and all you that ordered these NGOs to ship all these kids and disappear them and not even have paperwork. Yeah, I am going to call for a criminal investigation of you, because it's the right thing to do. And we're going to find these kids. So he needs to expose that we're already under a coup and that it's planning all this nasty garbage to stay in power. He needs to say we're going to find the 325,000 kids and prosecute those involved in it. And whatever they're attacking him on is what they're scared of. He's going, hell yeah. You've been arresting everybody for no reason. You guys are a bunch of crooks. Hell yeah, we're going to get control of the Justice Department and remove your asses. Hell yeah, we're going to release the Jeffrey Epstein list, which Trump has said. You bet your bucks. Yeah, you want to fight, you got one. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you guys are scared. The coup operators, the bureaucracy. And you're running around how you're not going to certify the election, and you're running around saying civil war, and you're running around saying I'm going to kill people with the military when you're the ones that just authorized the military for martial law and to kill people. That's going on 12 days from the election. I don't even think about, until I politically analyze it, because it's an important point, what I'm doing here. I mean, I think about what I'm saying. I know I'm right, but I don't think about me. You think it's fun to be up here sticking my head out to do this? But I have a duty. I'm a man. My ancestors were good, hardworking, strong, moral, tough people. And I know their spirit continues on eternally, and I intend to dwell with them with God. And if I don't resonate like them, that's how energy works, I'm not going to be with them. I already am with them when I sleep in my dreams. I already get to see not just ancestors I knew, but my other ancestors. I've seen the other side. I'm not scared of prison or death or anything, not even for my family. Because it's the soul that matters at the end, and I've seen the other side. I was never even close to giving up. But in the last 5 years, I've had God massively increase not my clairvoyance. It's all from God, but it's like a weapon system. It's been increased. I get to have these fabulous dreams that aren't dreams, that are interdimensional openings where I just, it's unbelievable. And God's, I'm like, why are you showing me this? I don't want to leave. It's just like you see in the archetypes in the movies where you go up to heaven and God says, I'm going to send you back. It's literally like, it is like near-death experiences I have when I sleep a lot. It's what people describe in near-death. I have it all the time. I'm in heaven. And God says, yeah, you want to stay here? I'm like, no, I'm going to go back. And God's like, but I promise you'll be with me forever. Just continue to be a good and faithful servant. I love you so much. And I was like, So I am on a mission. And I feel like dirty rags in front of the presence of God. But God knows me. God built me. Because you got to have the connections so you can differentiate good from evil. That means you can dip into evil, you can dip into good. Lord knows I've swam in both waters. But my soul is pointed at the creator of the universe, and that's where I want to be, and that's where you want to be. So we are in a very perilous time. We've been asleep for a long time. We're awakening to find out how bad things are. We're on this ship of life. We wake up and find out it's on fire. And there's all these lost, upset, scared people running around because of the inflation and the crime. And a lot of the Democrats think it's Republicans. And a lot of the Republicans have been with the Democrats, so it is their fault in many cases. And it's an angrier world because they're turning off the prosperity to get you to accept the new global system they're about to bring in that's much worse, but they know people, most people, they believe, if they're not informed, will join with the new system, believing it will bring back the prosperity, and then by increment, it only brings more poverty, more pain, more crime, more insecurity. So we are being conquered by a very evil scientific dictatorship, mad scientist death cult. And if you look at the road we're on, increasingly getting more horrible, if we continue down that road, every bit of your common sense and your guts and your intellect and your soul tells you reject these people and stand against them. So it is an honor, not a burden, to follow my destiny and my duty. It is a empowering pleasure to take these people on. And I, quite frankly, years ago, hated globalists and hated my persecutors. I didn't fight them because I hated them. I fought them because I love my family. You don't fight the enemy in front of you because you hate them. You fight them to protect those behind you. It's been said a million times by so many people. No one knows who first said it. It's just true. That's why it's a cliche. But I don't even have hatred for Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Hillary Clinton. I look at them demonically possessed, shells of humans, gateways into hell, and I just look at the spiritual ugliness of their composure, of their demeanor, of what glows out of them, what shines out of them with an H.P. Lovecraft hellish shine, and I just think the creator that I'm not on their team, and that for whatever reason in my life and my ancestors and my experiences and God reaching out, that I have been saved from being with these people. So no matter what happens with the election, no matter what happens in the economy or war or any of it, it is the test and the experience of being alive and making the right decision in this third dimensional, flesh and blood, real boot camp. You can call it a simulation, and compared to the full blast of unlimited consciousness that's indescribable beyond the multiverse, yes, this is a simulation, but a real simulation with a endless universe and endless opportunities, and just endless beauty and wonder, just to give you an idea of the magnitude of the Maker. And that itself is just a tiny spark, of a shadow of a spark in the mind of the Creator. And it is the grasping of that awesomeness, that totalness, that opens the space-time continuum bridge gate into the infinity of God and your connection to your Maker, to then through free will merge into the collective of God's consciousness. But you were made with free will, with the potential of the entire universe in you to make that decision, because God doesn't create automatons. You have free will. Make the proper choice. All right. I'm going to go through all these clips. I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to go over the news I mentioned right now. But I just want to state to you again, 30 years plus on air, nothing we've ever covered, nothing we've ever done together is one-tenth of the importance of what's happening right now, hands down. The existential, ultra urgent crossroads we're at right now is fantastic. And so, get right with God. All right. I'm going to harp on this again. Not that I don't have hundreds of articles and hundreds of clips. That stuff doesn't matter. It's all symptoms of the larger issue. The EU was set up in 47 as a steel collective. The EU commission's unelected. It runs it. The parliament's ceremonial. That's how you attack the EU and remove it. And that's why it's getting in trouble. Will probably collapse. And back to the people. It's illegitimate. You attack at the core of it. The foundation of it not having a foundation. Same thing. Biden steals the election. He's removed in a coup. Kamala's installed. Now they're preparing another election fraud coup against the people again. They are illegitimate. We are already in a coup. How do you ever stop a coup if you don't admit you're already in a coup? If they kill Trump and steal the election, we have to have the legislatures, the attorney generals, convene emergency state powers, have the states reconstitute the republic, declare the federal government illegitimate. It'll collapse like that. We'll reconstitute the whole thing overnight. There's a million ways to do this. And people, everybody's so focused on this election, Trump's going to win if they don't kill him or steal it. 12 days out, we're already in the election. They're already trying to steal it. I don't know if they'll be successful. But they're going to keep the polling places going. They're going to keep the voting going. They're going to keep the tabulating going for weeks and weeks and weeks to piss you off. And then if you don't go out and do something violent, they will provide the event to blame on us. They've already said that's their plan. They always telegraph it to their minions. They're going to do it. So we need to start addressing that they've set this up and say, we know what you're doing. This is elementary, my dear Watson. And Dana White understands that. He needs to come out more. He needs to explain it because I know him and he's very smart. And he understands the full thing and he needs to go all the way. And so does every other Trump surrogate. Not next week, not next month, now. Yesterday, last month. Do it now. It's real simple. We're living under a CIA deep state coup that's telling you they're going to have an armed uprising against Trump if he somehow gets in. And they've got legislation introduced to strip him of presidential powers during a civil uprising when he gets in office. And they're signaling they're going to fight right through no matter what. Trump has to get control of the Justice Department and arrest the kingpin so they stop it. Our survival means we've got to go after him. And notice they're saying our survival means we got to stop Trump. Exactly. Just admit we're in a death battle. Admit it's the fight to the finish. No quarter given. None received. On guard. This is it. It's going down. I'm here to raise the alarm. And I can't believe it again. I'm sitting here as the only big talk show host. And I don't say that to differentiate myself. I mean, you think I want to be the one who knows all this? You think I want to be the one who sees it all clearly? Everybody else sees it clearly. They know how dangerous it is for them personally to do that. Well, you're going to lose your asses if you don't. I don't see how you don't understand that, people that ride the fence. You want to sit around and play half measures with the New World Order so they eat you last? No, I'm kind of like a Viking. I'll die with my sword in my hand. That's the way to go out. And I don't mean that running around with an actual sword. In the information war, going down with the ship. It's so exciting. 20 days till they shut us down. Martial law, all this craziness. God's kept me in this position, working through you to keep me on air. And I'm going to stay my post. And I believe we're going to make it through this. But regardless, I'm going to keep following God's directives. And I'm going 110%. We'll be right back.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, The vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 12:33 Central Standard Time, 12 days to the election. I want to give the number out and take calls for the balance of the broadcast, and then right now I'm going to just start going through all this news. But at the end of the day, like I said 10 times last segment, there's already a coup. It's totally illegal. They already tried to take Trump off the ballot, but totally illegal. Illegal aliens voting everywhere. Hundreds of thousands of people in all the key battleground states, 500,000 in Michigan that aren't even voters. They get to vote. It's all going on. We just have a big, giant, evil, criminal cabal with giant central banks that own everything through fraud that just do whatever the hell they want. But at least we know now. At least the general public's figuring it out. And that's why they're so panicked to take us all off the air. And now the Democrat memos have been made public where they're working with the EU. Of course, the White House says to use them to shut down Elon Musk. That's a huge scandal right there. The criminal government working with a foreign government, not protecting U.S. companies to let them unconstitutionally put their tyrannical laws over Elon Musk. It's a war. It's all out. It's going down. And I can look at the globalists, their body language, their statements, their leaked documents, and their public statements. They are scared because we do have the initiative. And if you study that in warfare, that means we're winning. We're turning the tide. We have the will. We have the truth. But that's when the public's starting to wake up. And the enemy will back down if enough people wake up and the enemy sees that. And that means Trump and everybody going, we know you're planning martial law. We know you signed these executive orders. We know you're the ones that want to kill Americans. And when they go, that's outrageous, go, we've got the damn executive orders and the Pentagon thing. Who put this out then at the White House? Who's in charge? See how they walk into the trap? Oh, my God, if I could just get Trump to do what I tell him. But I guess that's the paradox. Nobody can get him to do what they tell him. Well, Dana White gets it. So I got a lot of new clips I want to get to, I mentioned, but let's play that again. Let's play Biden first, saying he's going to fire all civil servants. That's not true. But that Trump's going to kill you with guns. That's the new talking point. And then he's going to have martial law, so we got to lock him up. But they're the ones actually signing the orders and getting ready and saying they're going to have civil war conditions and that they're not going to certify. See, by his own statement, you can show Biden say this yesterday, and then you can show all his surrogates actually saying what they're blaming Trump for. No, no, no. We got to lock them up because they're actually doing it, but by their own definition of what you need to be locked up for. Oh, Trump doesn't need to be locked up for all the fake charges and all the made-up garbage. They know you don't buy that. It may be more popular. So now it's because he wants martial law and to kill you. Who wants martial law and to kill you? Well, who's actually gearing up for that? Oh, them. Again, these topics, these issues are so big, I don't know how I cover all the other stuff because it's all symptoms. Symptoms. Symptoms of the disease of the New World Order. We've got to cut through to the general public and we've got to cut through to our resistance leadership. But it is this broadcast, credited by Hillary and the deep state and the Carnegie Endowment and the CIA on record congressional testimony, that launched the understanding of the globalist program and, quote, radicalized the Tea Party the last 20 years to give the launch pad to Trump. But he only partially adopted the real stance against the enemy. Now he's fully going to adopt it, and the enemy knows that. That's why they're in panic mode. And I don't say that to, again, say, look how important we are. It's so we recognize that they're scared of what's being said here. Because it's so easy to defeat them if you attack them on their illegitimacy and how they're the criminals and how they're gearing up violence and civil war and martial law and killing the citizens with the military. It's in the damn order put out by the coup group. Trump, well, you're accusing me of planning martial law and use the troops. I would do no such thing. The troops are great. They don't want that. Why'd you sign this order and why the Secretary of Defense put this out? And the media will bite on it and attack Trump and say he's crazy when they're the ones saying he's going to do it and we've got their ass and now they can't do it. Maybe I'll just keep repeating this for the rest of the show. Maybe we'll just get more attention if I just turn the show off and walk off here. This is like my last message. I mean, seriously. You want me just to entertain you? I can play some stupid clips of Kamala and play some funny memes. Hell, I want to do that. I love to joke around more than anybody. But I can't do it while our country and the world's burning down around us. The enemy's making their move to steal the election. It's already happening. I don't know if they'll be successful. And they're preparing to put us into civil unrest and martial law. And they say they're going to have armed uprisings. And they've got the military ready to go to martial law and kill citizens. And then they're saying Trump's going to do that. And Trump's not responding. Oh, okay. Riddle me this, Batman. How is that smart? Well, I know what's going on. Sir, that sounds like you think you're going to lose and they'll criticize you. Good. They criticize what they're scared of. Oh, look, Trump's discredited. He's talking about child trafficking. No, that's a big issue with people and it's important to cover. But even if it wasn't a popular issue, you make it one. That's what leadership is. You do the right thing. You don't look at the wind and stick your finger up and decide to go which way it's blowing. Leadership is not about being a weather vane. It's about being a rock. It's about being strong, like a lighthouse out on the end of the pier in a storm, letting the ships know where safe harbor is. All right, let me give the number out. On the open election theft happening in front of us, what voters are seeing in your areas, how you think we respond to this, am I right with what I keep harping on? Israel set to strike Iran. All of it. The new Project Veritas with whistleblowers about little kids with no IDs, babies being handed out to people to be disappeared into the night. I mean, just think about how evil the people are running our government, the UN NGOs that are in control of the government. You go to the border, that's who's in charge. It's on record they're in charge. I mean, just let that sink in. I mean, you think bowing down to these crooks is going to make you safer? People all the time say, Alex, don't scare people. They won't be politically active. I must be misjudging people. You are scared of the evil people to the point of not standing up against them when that ensures they're going to come for you? Because they like hurting people. They like making you poor. They like brainwashing your kids. They want to kill you. They just killed 30 million people with poison shots. The only action is to get informed and speak out against these people and block them every way you can. We're fighting for our lives. And you don't do that playing patty cake. All right. Ugh. Just the suspense, the epicness of the moment. My God. Just watching it unfold in front of me. And for so many people, because that's why people are different since radio and TV. It's well-known sociological phenomenon that in the 20s, people start getting radios. By the 40s, everybody's got a radio. You don't sit around and listen to grandma and grandpa or the neighbor talk at dinner about what they actually saw and did or read a book or a newspaper. You listen to somebody on radio. Then you watch somebody on TV. Now everybody puts the TV dinners around and you watch that. And so to the general public at a subconscious level and an unconscious level, this is all like a dream. This is all like a TV show everybody's watching. And it's really interesting. Wow, it's scary what's going on. Did you see this? Did you see that? Except it isn't a movie. It's real. But people still can't get that urgency because they can't handle it. And I guess I knew about this so early on. I've been fighting it so long that to me, it's just completely unthinkable not to take action against this. I mean, how do you become conquered? How do you roll over to horrible, evil pedophiles? How do you submit to this and turn your destiny over to the worst people in human history? How? Why? Well, a lot of you, because you can't handle it. It's just like, yeah, it's going on, but I just can't. I just hope it all works out. Or you say, well, what do I do? Well, there's no magic button you go push and it's all fixed, but there's a lot of ways to get the word out. There's a lot of ways to speak out. There's a lot of ways to support. Are you getting 5 people to vote? Are you supporting this broadcast? That's the most hardcore on target there is. Are you going to thealexjonesstore.com? Or are you going and giving money at the church that does absolutely nothing in most cases but sit there and pacify people? Are you protesting in abortion clinics? Are you not feeding your kids GMO food? Are you asking God what you should do? That's the most important thing. Pray to God. God, what do I do? Tell me. God will tell you. In different ways. But the number one thing is recognizing the globalists are your mortal enemy. All right, play back to back Biden and then Dana White again. And then I'm going to move into the other clips and then the other news. I'm going to move quick. Let me give you the toll-free number to join us. Again, first-time callers, long-time callers, callers that agree, disagree, but it's on the subject of the political climate, the election. The Democrats pulling the same scam openly they did 4 years ago, but this time the public's informed how this works. What do you think we do? What are you seeing? What are the scenarios? Because even if they can't steal it, they say they're going to do civil unrest when he's president-elect. What do we do at that point? Everybody's like, well, let's just make sure we win this election, then we'll see. Then you'll see. Trump has said his biggest problem wasn't thinking about his cabinet, once he got in, he just figured people follow orders and do what he said. No. So Trump is 50 times better on that than he was. That's great. So we got a lot of positive stuff. That's why the system's panicking. But we got to have a public war game about this stuff so the public gets it, so they understand the deep state moves, and that will neutralize them. They don't run operations that have been exposed. And we're really close to it being fully exposed. We're close. That's what, if we were way behind, I wouldn't be so, I'm so dialed up, I'm really to the show right now. I mean, it's so epic. All right. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. All right. Play the Biden and then the Dana White clip. We're again. Stay in the office. There's already been a coup. It's illegitimate. They're already trying to steal it again. They're illegitimate. Regardless of what happens, they're illegitimate. We already know that. They try to say our legitimate president's illegitimate. They tried to take him off the ballot illegally. They installed her on the ballot illegally in front of everybody. They are illegitimate. 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 Everything they do is criminal and a lie. They're your mortal enemies. They're not incompetent. They just put boobs up there to make you think that. Here's the clips.
He is talking about doing away with the entire Department of Education. He's talking, he means it. This is not a joke. This is a guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually kill someone who is he believes to be a threat to him. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up. Political document.
Realistically, the Democratic Party controls all the media. They control all the media.
Why do you say that?
Other than Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you don't watch Fox, Donald Trump is the devil. Right? He's the worst thing ever to ever happen to the United States. And they keep talking about if he gets in, you know what's going to happen? Well, he was already in. He's already been the president. So it's not like we don't know what's going to happen. The country was in a really good place when he was the president. You're talking about change. Change from what? The last 4 years? And when you look at Biden, right? We all know where Biden's at. Biden... They even came out and said he's on. Who's running the country right now? It's not him. It's not her. Who's running the country? I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll tell you what's brilliant.
whoever's running the country pulled off this Kamala Harris thing so that they can stay in power and run the country for another 4 years. It's not Kamala Harris, and it's definitely not Joe Biden.
And who's ever running the country issued an executive order and then a Pentagon battle plan for martial law and killing American citizens. That's not just like another story in the newspaper, oh, a tornado blew up a barn or something. The gun is loaded, it's cocked, the safety's off, it's at our head. I mean, the Democrats are like somebody robbing a bank's got a gun to the teller's head. I mean, seriously. The gun's to our head, we should be pissed off and speaking out. Here's a clip, just in case you didn't know, in Maricopa County, just like all the other battleground states magically, in the key cities magically, announcing it could take 10 to 13 days now. And then they're saying the news, looks like Trump will win, but don't believe that. Yeah, it's not Groundhog Day, folks. Why change something if it's working? Here it is.
Anyway, very tight races here. In fact, Maricopa County is setting the stage that tabulating all these votes may not be an election night thing. It may take days.
Wow. Well, 12 News journalist Colleen Sikora explains that county leaders are asking voters for patience and to be prepared.
Tight races, high interest in the election, and a two-page ballot are leaving Maricopa County officials warning of lines on election day and also warning it's going to take them 10 to 13 days to tabulate results.
Two pages and an average of 79 contests per ballot.
We are expecting heavy turnout this year, and so that's why we're really encouraging people to vote early.
2 weeks out from election day and some votes are in.
More than 400,000 people have cast their ballot in Maricopa County.
That's out of an anticipated 2.1 million voter turnout this year.
We are seeing a little bit of a lag of where we were in 2020, but the last few days we've actually seen an uptick in turnout, so I am expecting that we will start approaching very close to those 2020 numbers.
What can impact the amount of results released and when? Early ballots dropped off on election day.
Our races will be close.
And on election day, lines are expected, even with an increase in vote centers and voting booths at those vote centers.
If you're going to vote on election day, vote in person and use that on-site tabulator so that those votes will be tabulated on that evening, as opposed to dropping off your early ballot on election day.
The county adding more high-speed tabulators, more election workers.
We're increasing staffing at our ballot processing as well because, again, we're handling double the number of the sheets of paper. And so we are looking to both have extra shifts, night shifts, if necessary, in ballot processing and then in the next step that takes place in election administration, and that's through tabulation.
But tabulation expected to take time.
We do expect that it will take between 10 and 13 days to complete tabulation.
Shifting gears now, the Democrats have launched their October surprises that Trump said he didn't care about a Mexican soldier that was an American citizen that died. Now they admit that's not true. The Atlantic had to say, well, actually, you know, Trump wasn't even there. And Kamala is putting out the news story they admit isn't true, that Trump invoked Hitler. So they're trying to get Trump killed, as Charlie Kirk says. And again, they're saying Trump's coming to kill you with the military after they signed orders themselves to set that up. It's incredible. Here's the clip.
So yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify in his mind as the enemy within.
And pause.
Like judges.
He has quantified that it's the deep state and the criminals that are liquidating the border, starting World War III, destroying the dollar, shipping our jobs overseas. And then they're the ones that have authorized the military for martial law. They're the ones saying Trump's coming to kill Americans. They're the ones that have unchecked power. They're the ones that installed her in a coup. Everything she says she knows is her weak point. So they're attacking Trump on their weak points, claiming he's doing it, and Trump is not responding. Let's continue.
Like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials.
All they've been doing is surveilling and censoring real journalists. They've been doing that. All they've been doing is arresting election officials that found the fraud. Everything she says they've been doing. Continue.
It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of
Americans. All right, let's stop there. We're going to go to break. Come back with the rest of it. Your calls, so much more. Stay with us.
Donald Trump really
told you guys like a couple times to play clip up, but hey, you know what? No problem. Don't play it. No problem. Oh God. It is just so hard to watch these tyrants run around and do all of this. So, hell, we killed 65 million kids. Maybe we're supposed to go into total tyranny and all be injected with poisons and die. I mean, I guess that's what people want anyways, right? Not this audience, but I mean the general public. Hell, maybe the nuclear war is the right thing to do. You know what I mean? Maybe the globalists are right. Just kill everybody. But, you know, I look at the globalists. They're the very worst people. They're the first that ought to lead by example that we're overpopulated. But, oh, they'll never do that because they're a bunch of selfish scum. Look, I can't do this without you. You're fighting hard on the word of mouth. You're kicking ass there. Thank you. But I need you to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get incredible T-shirts and supplements and so much more to keep us on the air one way or another. I've taken on the deep state. I've got nothing but fighting me. But I can't do it without your help. History's happening right now. I need you to go to InfoWars shirt that is available, the fundraiser shirt, the red on navy blue shirt, and get that shirt at thealexjonesstore.com. It's real simple. And there's so many great deals that are on there. And you know, the VIP club, you get $40 every month for being a VIP only in the store. It's all there. So just support me or roll over and die.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one. Murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing
healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Give me back my boots.
Put them back where they belong.
I promise you this. Bubbles are going down.
Fooling around.
Cause I done had my fun.
Ain't gonna see no more.
No more damage done. Alright, I'm gonna debunk the stories of Trump being Hitler and the rest of it, and saying he hates Mexicans. They now admit it's all lies. Coming up, stay with us. So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, YellowstoneStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction, and because I hadn't really, you know, just other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Bigly. Great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, J-Sexers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products, the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. Sometimes becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexjonesstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them. And I don't know why I'm this lovable, friendly person. But Satanists and pedophiles do not like me. And that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them. We've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the New World Orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous. They're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win.
I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor, dictate total control over us with a social credit score, and then it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Be one your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your true size.
I've been studying the New World Order for 35 years.
Your number, your eyes.
I know their operations better than most of their top people. I know exactly how to beat them. And they've admitted that. And you know a person by their enemies. I know what I'm talking about. My guests know what they're talking about. They've already initiated an attempted theft of the election. But they have conditioned people that you're not supposed to say that, even though they're doing it in front of everybody. I could list it all, but you know what they've done. And leaving all the illegals on the ballot, hundreds of thousands of phantom voters that aren't even on the rolls. Everywhere, Texas, Michigan, everywhere. All the rigging of election news, Google not sending out alerts to Republicans to vote, but sending them to Democrats. There's been congressional testimony. It's all going on. And now they say, oh, it'll take weeks and weeks. Now, days ago I said, watch, they're saying 2 or 3 days, then it'll be a week, 2 weeks. Now they're saying that. The Democrats are already scheduling big symposiums, Jamie Raskin and others, a few weeks after the election to talk about how the election's still going on. It's all scripted. And if we point out it's scripted, just like Kamala's town halls are rigged, and how ABC gave her the questions beforehand, just like they gave at CNN to Hillary, and how there's a coup, and how they installed Kamala, and how it's an ongoing coup, that's what you got to talk about. And now we've got this, and this broke last night, now it's everywhere. And within hours of it breaking, they called Trump's chief of staff, that was the person quoted, and they called the families that were there with Trump. Trump's the guy that denied his salary as president. Trump's the guy that constantly, a lot of times doesn't even tell people, pays for people's things. Trump said he was going to pay for this family because he liked them's funeral. And how do you turn something nice like that around? Oh, Trump said, this bill's too big. I'm not paying for some Mexican. And then they go, look it up, and it's not true. The people they quote say, I didn't say that. And then Kelly, that globalist piece of garbage, has always been running around saying Hitler made pro-Hitler comments. And the witnesses say, no, he never did that. It's like the same lady, you know, from his administration that was low level saying, oh, the Secret Service said he grabbed the wheel of the car on January 6th and tried to crash it. They said, he didn't do that. Remember they said, Trump said all the Mexicans are criminals. Not even a quote anywhere near it. He said there's a lot of people coming across the border. A lot of them are just desperately leaving terrible situations, but a lot of them are hardcore criminals and smugglers and child molesters. That's not, all Mexicans are criminals. They don't care. Just like they tell all these lies about me that aren't true. I sent people to pee on children's graves. No witnesses, no evidence, made up. But they put it all over the news. That's that guy that peed on kids' graves. That's that guy that killed those kids in Sandy Hook. You think Sandy Hook, you think Alex Jones, you don't think Adam Lanza. Headline, Trump, I need the kind of generals that Hitler had. Oh, the type that try to kill you? Mark Meadows denies report of Trump funeral cost comments. The Hill. The Atlantic report alleging Trump disparaged slain army private, blasted by families, others. Absolutely false. The slain soldier's sister, exploiting my sister's death for politics. Fox News. Sister of slain army private and others speak out after alleged 2020 Trump remarks, say it didn't happen. They were there. But does it matter? Kamala Harris runs around singing Trump's Hitler, and that Trump would invoke Hitler, the man who was responsible for the death of 6 million Jews. They're really trying to get Trump killed. Pray, says Charlie Kirk. Trump's chief of staff debunks Atlantic article. Cash Patel breaks on the disgusting lies of the Atlantic article about soldier, both the mother and the sister of Vanessa, have spoken out in support of Trump and against the article. Don't hold your breath to see them on any mainstream media, but maybe Fox. Remember, we keep hearing the last three election cycles with Trump. Only Republican ever get three nominations for president. We are going to continue to hear their secret tapes of him calling black people the N-word. Where are they? Maybe they've got their AI up to the point. But this is their October surprises. Let's hope this is it. It's not Israel striking Iran like they say they're going to do, or an escalation with war with Russia. But we are 12 days out from the fiasco of them in key battleground states again, magically finding the ballots over several weeks to put Harris in, who was appointed by some shadowy coup group illegally. And here's the Atlantic article, already completely debunked. Made up, worse than birdcage liner, and that's how they operate. So, I got a lot of other news. I'll intersperse it with your calls here. But the reason they're panicking is all these reports we've got of exit polls around the country of Trump landslide. And that's why they've hit the panic button. MSNBC pushes armed insurrection to prevent Trump presidency. Played that three times yesterday. Want me to play again? Dislodging these criminals is going to happen. The only question is how long does it take? But the whole world's turning against us because of the leadership we have. That's going around bullying the planet. And they're running this country into the ground right now. And they're not giving up. All right, Joel, Truth Bomb, Mark, Chester, Carlos, Fix It All, Ken, Corey, Angel, Bart, Jeff. We're taking your phone calls right now on the election. What do you think is going to come next? How do we respond to them setting the table for martial law while saying Trump's going to do it? Why is it Trump speaking out against it? Joel in Idaho, you're on the air. Joel, go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and everyone listening. So Alex Jones is right. They're preparing to buffalo jump us like they did on January 6th. The illegals are a red herring. What they're doing is they're padding the votes. So when they make somebody freak out and start shooting people up, they're going to declare martial law and they're going to clamp down on us. We cannot react violently. Okay? This is a constitutional process. There's a court process that needs to happen. Trump needs to take these states to court, the ones that are openly declaring that they're going to let illegals vote. Okay? And once that happens, the judges will flip the votes, the electors back to Trump. So we cannot react violently. If we do that, we lose. So there's nothing you can do with your guns anyways that's going to change this. You can't compete with the U.S. military. And if you do, it will give them the legal justification to treat you like terrorists and round you up. That's why they're doing this. They're not doing it to win the election. They're setting us up. They're pushing us to the edge, and they're going to buffalo jump us off the edge. That's what's going to happen. Okay? So just chill out. Go on your X and on your Facebook and disavow any violence that we know is going to happen, because they're going to push the people out to go out and react that way, and then they're going to blame us for it. So we have to get ahead of it. Trump needs to get ahead of it and say, okay, they're going to let illegals vote, fine, but we're going to collect the proof of them doing this. It's they're planning on doing it, and they're openly talking about it. So there's your starting proof right there. And then when you go through the process, you go through the voter rolls, they'll be like, okay, yeah, 500,000 illegals did vote in this state. Okay, well then, Harris doesn't get these electors. It's an automatic process. So don't overreact. Calm down. They're gonna agitate you for weeks after this. It's gonna be like Bush and Gore in 2000.
Okay, I agree with you, but I want to be 100% clear. And I don't disagree with how you're saying it, but I want to just be clear. It's not like we've got a problem with Trump supporters or populists getting violent. The globalists are going to provide the false flags. Come on. So we need to be ready for that.
Right, right, exactly. So don't react to it. Disavow it, because we know what they're going to do. So get ahead of it and say, I'm not going to do anything, and these people, these are paid actors. They're not even real, okay? Or they're crazy people, and they've been given a gun and said, go do whatever you want to do. So it's not us. We're not going to do anything. There's nothing we can do anyway. So we have to just let the process play out. And at the end of this process, we will come out victorious, because Trump's going to win. That's why they're doing this.
The absolutely. You can see the fear in their eyes. We caught the hot mic or the lip reading. They've confirmed with them knowing they're losing. They are scared because they're the criminals. They have a lot to hide. Thank you so much, Joel. And by the way, I just posted on X a 2-year-old headline from the London Guardian. That's an old recycled lie they just put back out, literally from the Jeffrey Epstein publication. Look it up, Atlantic Monthly. Trump wanted Pentagon generals to be like Second World War Nazis, book says. Same crap, John Kelly. So they just took an old lie that's debunked, stuck it with a new one, and the family and the witnesses and the people they quoted say, this is a total lie. But they think it'll hit enough Hispanic people to go, well, I was going to vote for him, but he said, I don't want to help a damn Mexican. That's why I just offered out of the goodness of my heart to pay for the funeral. What? Does that even make sense? Trump is so in control of himself. I mean, even if he thought that, which he wouldn't then, let me just randomly pay for this Hispanic American's funeral. And then let me say in front of all of them, the damn Mexicans. I mean, who? It's illogical. I'm going to say damn Mexicans. It's ridiculous. Jeff in Georgia on the election. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Second time caller. I just wanted to bring up the point of what's the definition of insanity to do the same thing twice and expect a different result, because all I see on TV is Kamala Harris ads. And if you know any women, any females that are, let's say, 35 and under, they're all going to be that one issue voter, and they're all voting for a Kamala. So I don't know how this is going to go.
Well, the Democrats tried to kill Trump twice in the last 3 months and are in total panic mode. Their internal memos say they're losing, and that's what the polls show. And I think enough women with inflation are going to flip to ensure a Trump victory if he can get past all the fraud that's baked in. But regardless, do you agree with me that Trump needs to point out that Kamala has been installed and that they've signed the executive orders, whoever's in charge, for martial law and to kill Americans while they blame Trump with no evidence he's planning that? Shouldn't, they're saying he's going to kill everybody with the military and they're the ones that signed orders to prepare it. I mean, that is such a no-brainer to attack the living hell out of them on that.
Yeah, I agree. Just like what you said earlier, it's going to be politics. They got to be pleasant. They got to take the higher road. The other side is not. So, again, I'm really discouraged right now. I'm hoping, you know, keep my fingers crossed, but still it just seems like one side's playing dirty and the other side is they're like, it's not true, but we're not going to comment on that either.
Let me elaborate on that. Thanks for the call. Yeah, and I get what you're saying, but let's put a finer point on it. You're not saying we should play dirty. They're playing dirty, and then we're not even responding to them playing dirty as if it's playing dirty to go, you're the one that signed orders and get the military for martial law, and here's Jamie Raskin saying civil war conditions, and here's Carbel saying armed uprising, and here's everybody saying kill Trump supporters, and you know all this crap. You're the ones doing what you're blaming, so we're watching you. And they're running the same election theft garbage they did before, but even more naked. Here's the good news. More and more people see through this crap every minute. And a lot of you that are discouraged, again, are not a public figure, which is great. It's great anonymity. I'm not like, oh, I'm a public figure. You're not. I'm famous and infamous, extremely so. When I walk in a restaurant, almost everybody turns and looks and says, that's Alex Jones. People start coming over, shaking my hand, all the rest of it. And maybe one person's giving me a dirty look. I get yelled at every 6 months now instead of every day. It was still mainly love I would get over the years, but I mean, it got rough when Trump first got elected and a lot of stuff. All I get's love all over the country. I mean, I go to Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, like once a year. And the Mexicans barely speak English, but we like Trump. We like you. We like your show. I mean, it's the globalists. I mean, you see at the universities where there'll be a Kamala stand and nobody's lined up for it. There'll be a Trump stand with 500 people lined up behind it wanting bumper stickers. Folks, it is women. Because it's still women, it's not all women, but it's a big chunk, that watch mainstream media and just accept it as it's real, and they really believe Trump loves Hitler, and they really believe that, you know, all this stuff, because they want somebody to just tell them lies. And it's a fact. And that's because 80% of advertising, certainly not on talk radio, that's mainly a male thing, targets women, in general, 80%. And so the brainwashing's going on, and women want to be friendly. They want to, you know, they want to just work together. And when they get accused of, hey, you're a racist if you don't support the Democrats, well, I'm a Democrat. 90 plus percent, depending on the study, it's over 90% of women are the ones that have Stockholm syndrome. I mean, the majority of women, when they get kidnapped, it's over 50%. By kidnappers, even abuse them. Within a week or so, start working with the kidnappers and thinking they're right. And it's a survival instinct in women, because throughout our development, when one tribe would take over another tribe, they would kill the men and boys above about 10, because they would learn that they would hold a grudge and that the boys, you know, would grow into men and kill them later. That's why in The Godfather, that's based on a composite of real stories, Godfather 2, goes back to Sicily, and Vito Sr. gets killed by the local mob boss, and then they have to hide. Little Vito's like 7 years old because the mob boss is trying to kill him. He has to be put on a boat and sent to America. And then when he's 30-something years old and has his fortune, he gets on a boat, goes back to Sicily, and goes and kills the Don. So it's women are designed that when they get kidnapped, they will revert to the kidnapper. That's why men can pimp women. And the meaner, and it's not all women. Certainly not the women I've been around in my family. but the point is that real women make men be more of men. They want dominant, alpha, kick-ass men. That's what alpha females do. Instead, the new alpha female is a property of the state and the globalist, and thinks she's in charge as a house slave, making sure the men are kept in line. So that's it. And And so, yes, it's true. It's true that the women in the West have Stockholm Syndrome, a large portion of them, and they won't even complain when a male is in her sport. When their daughter has a male competing against them, the women won't complain. Not all of them, I'm saying statistically more of them, will lay down. They'll lay down to men in their dressing rooms because they don't want to say something. They don't want to rock the boat. That's how women are on average. Men are supposed to be the ones that don't put up with stuff. It's how we're designed. But men won't be men. Women try to come in and act like men, but instead they're enforcers for the globalists that hate their guts. Get to another caller here. Chester in Wisconsin. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, I would think that what's going on with the election and how you're talking about the mass rigging and in-our-face, prima facie cheating going on is part of a mass humiliation ritual of the West and training the populace as a whole to, like, submit to domination.
The WEF admitted that. They said the mask and the lockdowns and the training for the new carbon lockdown, we're all slaves and can't leave our house unless our cell phone tells us to.
And I, you know, agree that, you know, it needs to be blatantly obvious, but also it's like what the mass as a whole, like the founding fathers said, you know, is willing to put up with, you know, and there's so many conflicts going on, not only with domestically, but like the war with Russia. And I think Russia can handle themselves, their big boy country. And, but what's going on in Israel and, Gaza with, the genocide there. I'm a big critic of Israel, of how they've handled the war there. I think war is a part of human existence, not only on a macro scale, but within us all day to day. And what they're doing with the Arab country, Arab population there, even though it's genocide, is pseudo-psyops, trying to scare them away because they have the Arab population greatly outnumbers them, so they have to use brutal tactics, and it's been done, unfortunately, in history for thousands of years, similar to what happened in the Balkans and with Vlad the Impaler. That's why he was doing the impaling, was to scare off people, you know. And I think a lot of people now, because of you, Mr. Jones, have really woken up to how deep the rabbit hole goes and how much it impacts their day-to-day life and how many psyops they're operating in. It's not just the singular, straightforward attack, but a multi-angular attack. What do you think?
Well, it's not just me. It's that the evil's so out in the open, and there's a lot of prominent people, but definitely we get recognized by the enemy as being patient zero at the center of the epicenter of the resistance. But, yeah, and everything becomes psychological warfare methodologies with the public schools and the private schools and the corporations. They're all running manipulations. And then each level of the executives down is under another manipulation, and people need to just become straight shooters again. And not comply with all this flim-flam and crap. The medical system's weaponized. The whole culture's become predatory. And a lot of people get preyed on by the system, so they say, well, hell, I'll become a predator too. They give up. And then it becomes even worse. And so that's the point of no return that Klaus Schwab talks about, undermining society, doing everything they can to shut off energy, to dumb people down, to support criminals at every level. So good people give up and the carrying capacity of a good civilization fails. That's Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven didn't invent this. It was just a, you know, governmental university battle plan to collapse society to bring in the new system. And a lot of people on the left go, yeah, we are bringing the system down. It's going to be great. Are you kidding me? I mean, the New World Order wants you dead. And I get that's a hard thing to come to grips with, but isn't that the final equation? Isn't that the normal thing in history where a group comes in and kills the other? And the globalists think they're strong because they have that instinct and inclination. They think I'm dumb because I didn't join them when Henry Kissinger tried to get me to go to New York and join them, you know, 16 years ago. They laughed at me. They said, you're a fool. Well, we'll see who's a fool because I got God to answer to. We'll be right back. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've told you the good news. Humanity's waking up. Populists are getting elected everywhere around the world. The globalists own leaked documents know they're losing. That's a fact. The problem is we still get conditioned, including myself. Remember, when I'm lecturing you, I'm talking to myself, because I judge everybody by me, basically. Human nature, and it's always been pretty much accurate. I've even gotten comfortable with all this. Like, as soon as I saw the story last night that Trump offered to pay for a funeral of a Hispanic veteran that died in combat, and then he saw the bill and said, I don't pay for damn Mexicans that much money. I mean, obviously that was BS. And then it came out from the supposed witnesses and Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, it wasn't true. And now it's come out, it's not true. But what are the repercussions for Atlantic Monthly, the Jeffrey Epstein publication? Look it up. I mean, it's right, literally involved in all that heavily. I mean, I've told you hundreds of times, Atlantic Monthly is where the the majority of the super fake stuff comes out of them. I watch them like a hawk. They've had articles about how pedophilia is not bad. I mean, these are some sick people. Steve Jobs' wife. So, and you got Bill Gates, you know, caught secretly giving $50 million to Kamala Harris, and he's now been criminally indicted in the Netherlands for a bunch of people dying from the shots. The judge refused to throw it out. Bill Gates said, oh, it'll cause a chain reaction around the world. It'll discredit shots. Yeah, it should. You're not our doctor, you mass-murdering eugenics death cult leader. The real name of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the World Population Control Group. They give him awards and ceremonies. And, I mean, you know, his dad's the former head of Planned Parenthood. So these guys are scared. Bill Gates' wife left him. His foundation's all falling apart. Fauci's in hiding. The WEF head had to step down, at least publicly, because everybody hates him. But these crooks are still going ahead with their plan. They still think you're going to roll over. We're not. So as negative as all this is, I tell the truth so we can face the reality of what's happening. Because only the truth will set us free, as the good book says. And then we've got Tim Walz saying Trump is the establishment and the big money's behind him. 90%+ of the corporate donations go on record to the Democrats. Democrat members of Congress have over 80% of the wealth in Congress. All the big money, all the corporate media, and then you got Trump and Elon Musk. And they go, oh, he's the establishment. Yeah, right. Oh, and Trump's going to arrest and use lawfare and all his enemies. Meanwhile, they're doing it to Trump. I mean, it's just all on its face BS. But hey, they're not going to stop. So anybody out there that says they're bored, anybody out there that says, oh, you know, what's on Netflix tonight? This is the most exciting, crazy, wild time to ever be alive. And then you got the state of Texas saying to the feds, give us your database under federal law of the illegal aliens you release. And they say, nope, won't do it. So they can get them off the voter rolls. Texas didn't roll over to the feds when they ordered them to put illegals back on the rolls, like Alabama and Georgia and a bunch in Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania did. But the Secretary of State did follow their orders and said, but we're going to let illegals vote. And then they look at you and me and say, we're crazy. There's no evidence of illegals voting. Oh, the myth that illegals vote. But the illegals is a side issue. It really is. I mean, in the future, and it also gets the apportionment for the new Democrat blue districts. So that's the real fraud. It's the dead people in the out of district in these databases. Because when you watch the 2,000 mules and see the numbers, no, it's leftists that get paid, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks a ballot where they've been harvested, they've been filled out at these safe houses, and then they go and they stick them in. And they go in, and most of these states don't even need ID, and they go vote, 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 vote. Or if there's drop boxes, they dump them. And the Republicans have mitigated this some. Trump got it mitigated. We got it mitigated. You got it mitigated. There's more eyes watching it. But it's not a science. We're not sure. That's why this thing is so close. And then fools say, well, I'm not going to vote because it's a fraud. Republicans really have never been caught engaged in major election fraud at the grassroots implementation level. The Democrats are the kingpins of this. And any area they ever take over never goes red again. And that's the problem. And the truth is they're not popular really anywhere. California is not blue. Texas isn't in danger of going blue. They're just going to steal it and say it's blue. New Jersey's not really blue. Mark in New York, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I want to know. I just wanted to say that I support. I love you guys. You're the greatest. I'm thinking that they're going to use these illegal guys coming in. You know, they might use them, dress them up like army fatigue, you know, and use them against us at the same time, along with the FBI, the CIA.
Well, don't think more than 20 states have hired illegal aliens to be police. There's been a long-term program, but it's been accelerated to 20-something times what it previously was. Look, the numbers up over 20 times. The military letting illegal aliens join the military with the promise of citizenship, which is now expanded. So don't think for a minute what you just said is speculation. That's happening, sir.
Right. I really wanted to say that. And another thing is, as you're saying with Trump, Trump needs to address the military, all right, publicly, or you know, on the world stage, and let them know that we know, you know, that I know that I'm not doing any of this.
And then add. I'm gonna shoot a video today saying what Trump needs to do. You're on key bringing this up, making me say this. I forgot to say this. He says, listen, they've signed this order and they're trying to get the military ready to attack the people while they claim I'm for martial law and use the military on people. That's all a hoax. I love the military, so let me address the military. If I become president-elect and they try to call you out on the people, do not follow illegal orders to attack the American people. Oh, that's what he should do. Do you agree?
Exactly. And also, I would like to tell this, you know, the gentleman said it earlier, and, you know, and I disagree with him when he says we can't do nothing. No, we can do any stuff because we're doing it right now. We're using our minds collectively. We're calling in. We're giving out our suggestions. That's how we figure out solutions.
And let's be clear. I mean, let's be clear. This broadcast will conservatively have 40, 50 million listeners and viewers today. That's an incredible number of people. Absolutely. We have the power. We have the initiative. And we know Kamala was appointed and installed and is a coup. That's why what Dana White's saying, calling the elephant out in the room, if more people do it, if Trump does it, if his surrogates do it, that gets ahead of it. It's so critical.
And our Republicans, they're cowards. They're cowards. Not all of them, but the ones that we know about, like Lindsey Graham and the rest of them, they're all cowards.
I agree. Lindsey Graham is blackmailed.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree, Mark. God bless you. Love you. Love everybody. Let's go to Angel in Texas. Angel, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? I just wanted to say I agree with you. I think Trump needs to get out and get ahead of this. It usually seems like the things that would put him on the offensive, he waits last minute to even address. And I think that this is something very critical that he needs to address. And I also wanted to say that I think he needs to bunker down because I don't think we're done seeing attempts on his life. There's 12 days left, and this is just my prediction, but I think that they're going to try to take him out one last time before this election even happens. And the last thing I wanted to say, as a Mexican-American, I know the Democrats are freaking out because within my own family, I've seen all of my aunts that were Democrats switch over to Republican. And I do not think that there's anything the Democrats can say that is going to change their mind at this point.
Is anybody in your family that you've talked to buying this already debunked hoax story that Trump offered to pay for a Hispanic lady's veteran's funeral and then said, I hate Mexicans? I mean, that's so stupid.
There's nothing that these Democrats can say at this point that is changing Mexican-Americans' minds. I think they're freaking out because they see the sway over the Mexican-American population in America and even throughout the black community as well. And it's just, it has them shaking in their boots.
Well, the lady, the veteran that died, that Trump paid for a funeral, sister said she voted for Trump, and that it's all a lie. And again, Mark Meadows, who was quoted, said it's totally not true. They just made it up. Yeah, because they're criminals. I mean, Angel, right. Angel, thank you for the call. Carlos in Canada, your take on this.
Thank you, Alex. I know that InfoWars will be greater still, regardless of what happens, because, you know, you owe to Hillary Clinton a lot. When she attacked InfoWars and you personally, she gave you the publicity that you couldn't have paid for. Ever since they attacked you, they've given you more attention, more strength, more commitment to God. Something I love to hear when you speak of God. You speak so rightly. Now, when people start in a political campaign bringing up Hitler, you know how irrelevant Hitler is? It's incredibly irrelevant. But yet they bring up Hitler like somehow you're supposed to be voting against the other candidate because of it. What they do not bring up, of course, is information about Trump being associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Why not? He apparently was a friend of Jeffrey Epstein. He was photographed. Well, I'll tell you why they don't. Because the Virginia Giuffre, who's the girl who was working for Donald J. Trump at the Mar-a-Lago, her father, Sky Roberts, reported to President Trump. He was then just Donald Trump. He said, look, this guy's after my daughter. And because of Donald Trump, Virginia Giuffre pursued in court all the way to explain and to show everything against Jeffrey Epstein that you and I know today. Why? Because Donald Trump cannot be attacked by those things. And yet he ran for president, knowing fully well that he was going to be examined over and over and over. This is a fact that is subconsciously in everybody's mind when they say everything they say against them, they just discount because, you see, they're desperate. That's what I think.
Absolutely. And it's not like we're just saying Trump needs to address all their claims. He's going to kill citizens and create martial law when they've signed the orders the Democrats have to prepare it. That's a huge scandal in and of itself. And they're making it their main topic that he's going to kill everybody with the military and have martial law while they're getting it ready. We've got to get ahead of this. This is a big deal, Carlos.
You know what? The one clip that you not play enough, and I'm sorry to say this, is the clip from Prince Charles at the World Economic Forum when
we need a military global mobilization to stop climate change, a military worldwide takeover.
Exactly. There's a plan, and you have to execute it. Some of you are more powerful than government. That was the clue. And you must apply military precision to carry out your agenda. That is the plan. And
they called it a global military campaign.
Yes, but you see, when you see people acting as if irrelevant, as if the Constitution was irrelevant, they're acting like bandits. Merrick Garland is the most dangerous man to have for the next days until President Trump, if he is elected, is declared president of the United States again, because he simply will just ignore everybody. We'll just simply carry out the orders of an agenda that is non-American, that is simply, what happens if you murder somebody and nobody attacks you? It's insane. You know, you can get away. In the old days, people had to develop the perfect murder and this perfect assassination. In these days, you don't have to. Nobody's going to come after you. And the arrogance of being able to carry out a crime against your country, to carry out treason against a democracy in the process of voting, and to get away with it.
And everything they blame Trump for, they're doing, and they're doing it. That's why we got to get ahead of it. Thank you, Carlos. I'm going to go back to calls. I'm also going to talk some to the guy that's got the Senate nomination. He's running against Klobuchar in Minnesota. It's a close race. Royce White coming up. He's a really smart guy. I'm going to talk to him before he takes the baton, but I'm going to finish up with your calls. Truth Bomb. Joshua, Ryan, John, and Brian. But before I do that, because I haven't done a good job today plugging, because I've been so, not even angry, just so focused. InfoWars is critical, not just in the next 12 days, but like I told you, they're going to try to pull it in the 79 days, the civil unrest, all the craziness. And they got all these globalists saying they're going to come in at auction and try to defeat the folks we are working with. They're going to try to come get it. I hope InfoWars is saved and you know, the stuff that's going on and things being set up outside of here will be rolled into it. We'll be stronger. But you need to go to the AlexJonesStore.com that's separate from InfoWars and also supports InfoWars to make sure our big sponsor by buying ball caps and by getting t-shirts and hoodies and incredible supplements like the Ultimate CMOS, the superfood of superfoods, so good for your whole body, just does insane things. The new gut cleanse, anti-parasite, and the 60 million probiotic. There's a combo on that right now. You need to go to the AlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you need to go to our other great sponsor, my dad's amazing company, DrJonesNaturals.com, where he has next-level foundational energy. A limited supply came in. It's selling out. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no jitters and no letdown because it's concentrated methyl folate that is the breakdown of folic acid. That is the main energy source inside the cells and cleans them out and just gives you insane energy. So good for your whole body with the B complex to boost it. Next level foundational energy. You want to support the broadcast? You want to experience this great product? Take action now. DrJonesNaturals.com. And a limited supply of the fluoride free nano silver tea tree concentrate toothpaste super blue is back in stock at DrJonesNaturals.com. And so many other great supplements as well. The whole food multivitamin is super high quality. The concentrated green fiber caps is the concentrate of the sprouts of a whole bunch of known seed sprouts that have that superpower, you know, effect in your gut. Just a few of them, just a bunch of stuff, creates an amino acid in your gut that's only created there that regrows muscles and tendons and cells. I mean, it's just incredible. Green fiber caps. Rocket rest, all natural sleep aid, so good for your whole body and immune system to get that good sleep. Experience it for yourself, even if you don't have problems sleeping. To take this, it's so much more restful and amazing. Rocket rest, we do have a great nootropic or stimulant combo. It's full of a bunch of stuff, and that's Top Brain. These are amazing products at drjonesnaturals.com. And I need to make a bigger deal about this. The ball caps, the murdered out MAGA and Make America Free Again hats and the Alex Jones hats and the shirts and all of it are incredible. The InfoWars red on navy blue fundraiser shirt. It costs more than the others. Is it really, if you want to go further and really support us, this is the time for action because I need to be on air during all this crap regardless. And I'm not going to sit here and count on this being here in 20 days. And we don't have the funds in yet. It's starting to come in. I want to thank those that have supported. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of liberty. History's happening now. I want to thank those that have taken action. I want to encourage those that haven't. What are you doing? But regardless, go to Real Alex Jones and share the live feed. Go to Infowars.com/show and share the live feed. Send out the live feed to your email, your text message. Share it. That's the chain reaction. Tell those that share it to share it. And those that they have tell share it, share it. That creates the chain reaction. That creates the victory cycle. And it's happening. You're doing it. Great job. And pray for the broadcast, most importantly. We'll go to your calls in a moment, but here are some of the ball caps.
Wear a Trump t-shirt. Put a sign on the lawn. Wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting out every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so. So that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. And it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves. Because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this. But your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God's Shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well, and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. The mall caps are really, really amazing.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear. Again, we cannot do it without you. Thank you for your support. Don't forget drjonesnaturals.com. All right, let's go back to the calls. Truth Bomb in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Woo! Let's go, baby. Yeah, don't be afraid, America. The Zionist Mafia is here, man. The synagogue is saying everything Jesus said, man. They got their fangs in us. They're here, man. This is like what they did over in Israel when they took over, when everyone was living in peace with goats hanging out on steroids, man. So, I mean, Jesus told us, unless we're willing to really, you know, really buck up and go, okay, this is the truth. The Son of God told us about you guys. Shut down our country. Whole government got to get out. We got to institute a new government, nice, peaceful. Have them list all the long list of crimes that they've been doing. It's out of control. Like you said many times, it's right in our face. Then we could all do this nice and peacefully. We call them all out. Just like they shut down our country for 2 years, we could shut down our own country. Everyone get ready. Shut down the country. And that's it. Everyone in government got to get out. Otherwise, it's not going to get better, guys. Everyone, the COVID shot's going to kill everybody, all right? So how many people do you think in our country took that shot, Mr. Jones?
Oh, I think about 70% took at least one. 50% or so took about two.
Look,
here's my deal. Israel was put under lockdown and given poison shots as well. There's a lot of, you know, I don't like a lot of the things that some of the Israel lobby is doing here in America. I don't like Israel getting ready to start World War III. But I also don't agree that if you just sent all the Jews to Mars with Elon Musk, that our problems would be solved. I mean, I just, you know, at the end of the day, I'm exposing globalist policy, whoever's running it. And yeah, Larry Fink's Jewish and BlackRock's, you know, really the tip of the spear attacking us. But I don't, I oppose BlackRock and what it's doing. I really, there's a lot of Jews fighting tyranny as well. I mean, look, we had Naomi Wolf on yesterday, knocking out of the park. I just don't go there, man. That's, you know, but people think doing that is going to beat the globalists. So do whatever you want. You got your free speech. I appreciate your call. All right. Hour number four, more calls straight ahead. Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to be 100% clear that if I sound negative, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get people to admit just how serious things are. The world's waking up. Exciting things are happening. The globalists are being exposed. One way or another, they're going to get beaten now. Of course, they always were. The devil's a loser. But it's a long war. So let's go back to your calls. Then I'm going to talk to Royce White, the Republican Senate candidate running against Klobuchar in Minnesota, and it's a close race. He's a smart guy. Look forward to talking to him here in just a moment. Josh in Virginia, thanks for calling. What's your take on the ongoing attempt to steal the election?
Hey, Alex. Great talking to you. Thanks for everything you do. I always go through a lot of scenarios in my head. You know, we run a prepping website, so we read all the everyone's ideas or what they think's going on. The one that's always gone through my head for a while is that, you know, everyone says grid failure, cyber attack. Well, in my eyes, they're one and the same. So if one happens, it's going to trigger the other, vice versa, because they operate pretty much the same. But I'm going to go to the illegal thing. The illegals coming in. You know, remember, Democrats, they're master manipulators. So, you know, they're letting them in, obviously, for the vote. But I think, you know, they're going to use them for their foot soldiers in probably two different ways. You got the ones that are coming in to actually cause problems that they're bringing in militarily. And you're going to get the ones that they brought in. Now, the one thing that's always gone through my head is they're giving them all this crazy amounts of food, you know, money. What happens when they cut all that off? You're taking people from third world countries, don't speak English, don't have jobs. They probably haven't gotten jobs since they've been here. Where are they going to go? They're going to go to the streets. Crime's already rampant in most of these cities. What's your take on that?
I mean, it's not your opinion. It's totally true. Klaus Schwab and all of them talk about that. That's what Cloud and Piven is. Get everybody addicted, or a large portion of people addicted to welfare and handouts, can't get to take care of themselves. Then anytime you want, you can turn it off and have them go totally ape and destroy society. Or you, through a social credit score, can control their political behavior. And even if it's not an official social credit score, which China already has and others are getting, that's the globalist plan. People will vote Democrat because they are domesticated and think they need to do that to get that subsistence living. And that was LBJ's plan. And so, yeah, it's social engineering. So you're absolutely right. I appreciate your call. Great points. Ryan in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So, Alex, I've been listening to you since 2005. I'm 40 years old, and I just want to point out some things that I've been thinking about is that I don't – they put this whole case against you, and they're trying to take you off air here in the next month. And I think that's pivotal. I think they know what's coming up and with this election. And I believe you see Soros buying up all these radio stations and different things like that. I think that they know, they see what has happened in North Carolina. I think all these and COVID, I think the last maybe 15 years, they've been doing these silent evaluations of American people and how they react to different situations and have been preparing on how they're going to take us over. And I believe that they know, Alex, how pivotal and how you are a voice in them to the Patriots. And so you're going to be the head of the snake that they think that they're cutting off. And I know.
Believe me, I'm experiencing it. And that's why things are so epic. That's why it's the most important part of my life. But it's the most important time of your lives too. This is it. This is game time.
It is. But January 6th was a test. You know, they had FBI agents in there. They were gauging it, and it was all to see how the American people was going to react to it. And I believe that I don't think Kamala's in charge. You look at Biden, there's no way he's in charge. You know who's running the books and behind there. You know it's Obama, it's the Clintons. You know they have the NSA at their tap of their fingers. They have a temperature as to where the American people are, what's being said on all these media sites, all the vlogging and all that. They have a temperature. They know when they're pissed off. They know that the veterans right now are mad. They're looking at North Carolina right now.
No, I totally agree. And that's why it's critical that we expose that they're the ones that have signed the executive orders and got the military ready for martial law. They're the ones getting Civil War ready. Everything they say about Trump's what they're doing. That's why we've got to address the fact that they are now moving to bring in martial law, but they need the triggers. Great call. Thank you, Ryan. We'll be right back with Royce White.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want the crew to grab the name and numbers of these three callers, Joshua, John, and Brian. I wanted to get to all the callers. I tried, but I Royce White is neck and neck in the polls in Minnesota to win the Senate and win a Republican seat from a Democrat. And he's a great guy and a friend of mine, and he's about to host the rest of the hour. So I'm going to hand the baton to him. I will shoot three or four emergency reports today. The war room's coming up in 54 minutes with Owen Schroyer. I cannot express to the listeners that you're everything. When you share the live feeds of the shows, we reach 30, 40 million instead of 5 million. We are game changing. This broadcast is having a big effect right now. That's why they've been fighting at the Justice Department and Deep State to get us off the air. And I know I hammered it for the first hour and a half of the show, and I'm going to keep hammering it, that the Democrats have openly signed executive orders and ordered the military to prepare for civil unrest and martial law and killing of U.S. citizens. And they're saying armed uprisings on MSNBC. And they're saying Trump's sending the military to kill everybody. Kamala Harris is. It's outrageous. But they're telling you what they're going to do, and they're preparing false flags. And they've said it's going to be a racial war. That'll be the cover for the globalist attack to legitimize their ongoing coup, as Dana White said, and I played it twice on the show. I posted it up on X if you missed it. But he gets it. He goes, there's already a coup. We're under a coup. They're going to try to extend another 4 years, and we'll never get out of it if they continue this. And so it's all going on right now. So you've got to get everybody to vote to override them, just like the lip reading that's confirmed with Obama last week, talking to Biden. Yeah, we're losing. Yeah, we're behind. It's not working. Well, there's still time. And they're extending the election out weeks now in the key battlegrounds to find those votes. And when people get pissed off and they see what's going on, they block the windows out and say they're not counting votes, and they are. They're going to do a false flag, a mass shooting or something, a bombing, and say Trump supporters did it. They've told you it's coming. Cyber attacks they're going to blame on us. This is it, the fight for America, and they're going to fight dirty against us. But we are 12 days out. And I cannot express upon you enough that the general public is awake, but they don't know exactly what's going down. This broadcast is like holy water and high noon to vampires and silver bullets to werewolves. They want it off the air. They don't want people seeing it. So take clips, re-upload it, share the live feeds, share the archives. I'm literally battling 18 hours a day to stay on the air and to set up backups with other folks and do all this stuff, because I'm not going to back down during this. I was born for this, and so were you. It's not just the most important point in my life. It's the most important point in your life. But regardless of what happens in this election, we are winning the hearts and minds. We have the initiative, and we're forcing the enemy out in the open, and that is a serious victory. Kamala's running around with these debunked, recycled lies. Here it is, London Guardian 2 years ago. He loves Hitler. Same lies. The chief of staff, Mark Meadows, all of them say, not true. Didn't say he hates Mexicans. Didn't say screw this Mexican, who, by the way, was chopped up and murdered at a military base, veteran. So it's going down. So I ask you again, look at the keeping Steve Bannon in jail after his release date. They're taking Giuliani's apartment right now in New York. People thought my lawyers were bad. He couldn't even hold them off for a year, and I'm not saying his lawyers were bad. People say, oh, your lawyers are bad. This is all unconstitutional. The courts are rigged in many areas, and they sue you in the areas they control. People say, well, you better back down. No, I'm going to fight harder. They want me off the air because I'm telling the truth and I'm effective. So if they're afraid of this information and you want to get them off your back, then share the show. It's real simple. You're not going to save the country. I'm not going to save the country, but together with God's help, we are. And support our sponsors, drjonesnaturals.com, incredible supplements. The fluoride-free toothpaste with all the nano products, the nano silver, the iodine, the tea tree, the peppermint, all of it. It's back in stock. Next Level Foundational Energy. It's not a stimulant. Feels like one. Cleans your cells out. Is incredible. Everybody should be taking it. drjonesnaturals.com. Get the supplements. Get the t-shirts. Get it all. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I can't do this without you. The bad guys are at the gates. Because we're kicking their ass. And this is a team sport, people. Whether you want to be in this war or not, you're in it. The globalists are coming for your bodies. They're coming for your energy. They're coming for your children. They're coming for everything. They're starting World War III. Most countries have been tyrannies. Tyranny is more common than freedom. Freedom is rare. We've got a bad case of tyranny. You've got to admit it. You got to pray to God, and you got to take action, and no, your actions won't save us, but our collective actions will. Royce White, great guy, whether he wins or not, and it's very close in Minnesota for the U.S. Senate. Doesn't matter. He's on the field, the man in the arena. In fact, let me read the man in the arena. Guys, pull up the man in the arena, just the short quote of Teddy Roosevelt. But let me read you Marcus Tullius Cicero, Roman senator and philosopher. He lived 106 BC to 43 BC. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not as a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. I've got that on my folder of guests. I've had this in here for like 8 years. When Trump talks about the enemy within, he's specifically about the globalist, with the human trafficking, the open borders, all of it. They lie and say, no, he's saying the people are the enemy. Well, whoever's running this administration in the coup, whoever's running the administration in the coup has signed orders for war with you and to kill you specifically. They're doing what they say Trump's doing. This is an outrageous scandal and dangerous. Now I'll read the man in the arena and hand the baton to Royce White. The man in the arena, excerpt from the speech, Citizens in a Republic, delivered in Paris, France, April 23rd, 1910. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the great deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at least knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Royce, appreciate you being here. Sorry to cut into your time. Just a minute or two. I got a question. You're taking over now.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm going to leave and eat my lunch while you're talking. Yeah. But you see all this. You see what's going down. How would you quantify this historically? And what is Trump and his surrogates, what do we need to do right now? Because clearly they're attempting to steal right now in front of us. And they are openly preparing and saying civil uprising, military uprising. I mean, this is going down. And I just don't think people understand the urgency. Royce White, take over.
Yeah. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And congratulations for all of your work, Alex. You're an American hero. I love you as a friend and as a sort of mentor. And I think you're 100% spot on. I think he's 100% spot on about how dangerous the times really are. And I said since I started my election, my candidacy, my time in politics back in 2022, I tried to run against Ilhan Omar. I lost a primary, Republican primary there in CD5, only about 10,000 primary voters in that area, in that district. But I've been saying since then, it's not just about the outcome of the elections, because the outcomes can be tampered with. I mean, I don't see how that's controversial. I was in a debate last night on Rattlesnake Jake's YouTube channel. You can go check that out with the Kid Mason, who you just saw in a debate with Charlie Kirk not too long ago. Recently, it's come out online, and you know we were talking about this entire idea that democracy is threatened. I mean, this has been the main sort of headline and central to their narrative going into this election and to this entire chapter of American history. That democracy itself is under threat. You know, 2020, January 6th, and it's all based upon a lie, and a very brazen lie at that. And you can go back to 2018 and watch both Kamala Harris and my opponent, Senator Amy Klobuchar, both say, you know, very casually, you know, kind of right there on primetime television, MSNBC, that the machines are not secure. You even got Kamala Harris saying on the record that we should go to paper ballots because the Russians can't hack them. Now, obviously, election fraud and you know the insecurity of the machines is all okay if it's aimed and directed towards the Russians, because the Russians are still the apple of our eye. For some reason, every couple hundred years, somebody in the West gets brave enough and the courage to try to invade and conquer Russia. It hasn't worked in the past. It's not going to work now. Now it's really not going to work. Back then, you know, Napoleon was able to march through Russia somewhat and make some headway. But now the Russians would never allow it, and they would go to nuclear war before they would see anybody make landfall and occupy their in territorial Russia. But the point is, back to the machines aren't secure. But that's not okay. We need to change that. We will change that when Donald Trump gets in, when he wins, if he wins. We'll change that. It's not going to be easy. The fight's just going to begin on November 5th when he wins. And I'm not saying they're going to call the election on November 5th. I wouldn't venture to guess that's how it's going to happen. But I will say this. Even if we're cheated, even if they, you know, rig the elections, which you have to assume they're capable of doing. And that shouldn't be considered a conspiracy theory. Anybody who openly says they're willing to reprogram their political opponents is telling you that they're more than willing to do anything to achieve the desired outcome. So rigging an election, ballot harvesting, with the machines, whatever the case may be, these people will do anything to exact their agenda. But even if that's the case, the real value of the elections is the spirit of the elections. And that's why what Alex is doing is so important. That's why what my great friend and mentor, Steve Bannon, who's coming home now in 6 days, that's what makes his work so important. Other greats throughout American history. There's a lot of them. There's a long list. Short list of two people that good. I'll give them that credit for sure, which is why I'm always proud that my name is thrown in conjunction with them. I don't shy away from it. I don't hide from it. And despite what they'll have you think, when I'm out in public, more people come up to me and are respectful and in admiration not only the work that I'm doing and the things that I'm talking about, but the friends that the friendships that I've developed in the process. I can't tell you how many people come up to me and say, man, Alex Jones, I watched you on InfoWars. I watched you host, or how's Steve Bannon doing? When's he coming home? Are they going to let him out early? We love Steve. We love Alex. We love Steve. Doesn't matter what the New York Times says. The New York Times can say what they want to say about Alex, about Steve, about me. It doesn't change the truth. You notice they never really, for me at least, they never really refute me on the facts. And I would say Alex as well. They malign him. They malign Steve Bannon and say that their motivation isn't honorable, that their motivation isn't altruistic or on the up and up. But they never really dispute the facts. Let's say that we get cheated. Let's say that they rigged the thing, which is totally within their capacity to do by their own admission in many ways. Again, when you say you're willing to reprogram people, forcefully reprogram people or deprogram people through the government, through fiat, you're saying we'll do anything. We don't believe in American values. We don't believe in the idea of American freedom or American justice or freedom of speech. And now they're attacking freedom of speech right out in the open. You know, whether it's John Kerry is saying that, you know, it's hard to control the narrative. Yeah, it's supposed to be hard to control the narrative in this country. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Yeah, Hillary Clinton and many others. They're all kind of just paired in the same line, as they often do. But let's say they rig it. Let's say they cheat. The important thing is that this time, more Americans than ever will feel a sense of wrongdoing. They will feel that they've been cheated. And that only multiplies through you, you out there in the audience. When you share the stream, when you share the content, when you cut it up, when you pass it along to your friends, when you show it to your kids, you know, you're fighting back against the Marxist indoctrination that's happening in our public schools. And despite all of their efforts, this is how resilient human beings are and the sort of intuition of the human spirit. They have gone out of their way to isolate and manipulate and influence young people in this country through the education system. Yet still, 80% of your high school graduating boys are leaning Republican. 80% of your graduating high school seniors this year, your senior boys this year in Minnesota are leaning Republican. So much so they won't even go to the high schools anymore for voter registration, initiatives. They don't want any of these young men involved in politics. They don't want any of these young men getting registered because they're not leading their way. It's a great testament of God and God's influence and God's divine design of the human spirit and the human intuition that under all forms of brainwashing and deception from the enemy, the human spirit still has a very deep, deep gravity towards the truth. The human spirit yearns the truth the same way it yearns for freedom. And that's why all of their efforts will be for naught in the end. They will lose. The question is when. And at the same time that I have to give credit to the design of God and the human intuition, we can speed it up. We have that free will. We have that choice. We have the ability to take ourselves, to take our spirit, our determination, our commitment, And contribute to the momentum, to the course of things. God affords us that choice. And we can choose to fight for the truth, stand for the truth, stand for the things we believe in, or we can cower. And in our darkest hour in this nation, American patriots can never cower. We can never choose cowardice. We can never trade our freedom for security. Yeah. Yeah, the election is going to run 14 days after November 5th. Probably not in my state. You know, that's the funny thing. They say I'm within 7 points, 6 points. When Jason Lewis, the great Jason Lewis, former radio host here in the state of Minnesota, and he was a very good man. He was 7 points behind Angie Craig and beat her. Donald Trump was 12 points behind Hillary Clinton on game day and won. You know, so the polling tells you part of the story, but it doesn't tell you everything. Obviously, we've seen time and time again that the polls have been wrong. But in my race, and it's funny, the mainstream media all lined up all lined up in the cheap sheets from the peanut gallery and said, this is going to be not competitive. This is going to be a bloodbath. This isn't even going to be close. And that's all them preemptively, preemptively baking the narrative. If there's one United States Senate race in America that they plan to call right away by fraudulent means or through fraudulent means, it's going to be mine. And I don't say that to pat myself on the back. I mean, you know, there is MAGA, there is ultra MAGA, and then there is full blown black pilled MAGA. And that's why a lot of these other MAGA candidates are never making an appearance on Alex Jones, let alone host, let alone put Alex Jones's face in his soundbite in their campaign launch video for United States Senate. When I first came back with a version of my campaign launch video, people said, "What are you thinking? The Republican Party, people here in Minnesota, and the Republican Party, feckless rhinos and neocons." They said, "You can't associate yourself with Alex Jones. You're going to scare off the independents and the suburban women." And whoever else, you're going to scare off all the moderates. Here we are, 13 days out from the election, and I'm a point ahead with the independents in Minnesota. I'm ahead 1 point with the independents here in Minnesota. I'm tied in the suburbs. That tells you everything you need to know about the failure of their policy and their loss of control on the narrative. The fact that the independents in Minnesota would still accept my candidacy, despite all of the smear campaigns and media propaganda against me, it tells you just how dissatisfied and distrusting they are of their institutions of government. And rightfully so. And we all damn well need it. We need that skepticism. We're due for some healthy skepticism all across this country. The interesting part is when they actually find out who I am, when they actually have a chance to sit down and listen to me host a show here on the radical and extreme InfoWars, like the mainstream media says, you come to find out I'm not at that extreme at all. Actually, I'm pretty rational and reasonable. Our country is bankrupt. We got to close our border. We got to end the wars. I don't understand how that became controversial. It became controversial because slowly but surely, the universities and the academic elites that have these agendas that have always been widely accepted as corrosive and detrimental to the American people, these people began to send that brainwashing and that ideology, that dogma, straight down to the academic institutions. Straight down to the academic institutions came back up and out into the mainstream media, and all of a sudden it's common culture. It's common belief. What, that the border needs to be open because of humanitarian crisis? But our number one trade and economic partner is China? They don't have a border problem there in China. They don't have a border problem in China. They don't have a border problem in Israel. They don't have a border problem in Russia. So how do you account for that? How do you account for the fact that everywhere our international and national interests are entangled all over the world, these people aren't having the same issues we're having? Now it's racism and xenophobia to say that we shouldn't allow 10,000 Chinese nationals, military-aged Chinese nationals, flow through our southern border? That's xenophobic? It's not xenophobic whatsoever. It's not racist. It used to be just standard practice of your average government. But when you have all the universities and you have all the mainstream media outlets willing to parrot these talking points, before you know it, the Royce Whites of the world become the crazy ones. Well, okay, I wear it with the badge of honor, but the bright and shining optimism for us is that people, regular average American citizens who aren't radicalized, who aren't far right-wing conspiracy theorists, they're starting to call foul too. They're starting to say, wait a second. Wait a second, you mean to tell me Royce is the crazy one? Alex Jones is crazy for saying we don't want, unlimited amounts of undocumented immigrants in our communities? We're winning. We will win. We've already won. The question is when we exact the victory. If you're watching the Alex Jones Show, I'm proud and honored to be the guest host for this hour. can't tell you how thankful I am for Alex's work and you all out there in the InfoWars audience. Make sure to share the stream. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one. Murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Patriot's choice and globalist's dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm proud and honored to be sitting in for Alex Jones for the rest of the hour. I'm so happy and honored to have been on the InfoWars platform now for a couple of years. All the great people I meet out there on the campaign trail and playing basketball in the summers. Look, we're just regular people. You know, we say some pretty deep things. You know, we say some things that make you think. We question some narratives, but that's what it's supposed to be. You know, it's funny. I'm sitting right here and I look over and I got a little something going on in my system. And I got my bottle of ivermectin. I mean, you know, these people are so brazen. They really try to tell us ivermectin was horse medicine. Not to say that there is an ivermectin that they do give to farm animals and horses, but I mean, I don't have to go back over the history. We know who these people are. They knew. The FDA knew. The FDA knew that ivermectin has had more success with treating human sickness than almost any other drug in the world. They knew. They knew then. They knew when they lied then. The lie wasn't ignorance. It was arrogance. This is who these people are, and they believe in themselves, and they're arrogant. And on top of the lie, they're arrogant about it. They're pompous about it. They're brazen. And so if you're out there and you really believe that Alex Jones is the great threat to society, you got to ask yourself, what side of the line are you actually on? And yeah, I'm not talking to the InfoWar audience. When I come on and I go at guest host, I like to talk straight to the deep state and all of the people who may be watching from outside of our nucleus. So we know these things. We're okay with the idea of globalists and the term globalists. The Star Tribune here in the Twin Cities, they made the claim that globalism was a dog whistle for anti-Semitism. I go, wait a second, there's globalists from all walks of life. We know who these people are. But like Alex said, everybody all around the world doesn't know, but they're waking up. They're waking up slowly but surely, and sometimes it happens all at once. And that's how avalanches go. That's how turns of the tide go. It happened back in 2016, and then they regrouped. Understand what happened. In 2016, Donald Trump came on the scene, like a firestorm. He hit the scene, and people all across the country for a moment, they blinked. They said, wait a second. And this guy is saying some stuff that makes a lot of sense. It's simple. I can understand it. Immigration, trade went number one and number two, just like it's going now. Well, what did they do in 2020? What did they do from 2016 when Donald Trump took office all the way to until now? 8 years they've been working on one man. 8 years they've marshaled resources from every corner of the world. From every corner of the world's media, from every corner of the world's medical and military industrial complex, from every corner of the intelligence communities, of the Five Eyes, they've marshaled all their resources in coordination to try and smear one man. I don't know what else you would need to vote for him, honestly. There's no way you can actually believe that he's the danger to democracy that they say he is. He was in the office for 4 years and nothing happened with democracy. Some people got exposed. That's what happened. Some of the corruption in our democracy got exposed. There was some sunlight shed on some of the dark, decrepit abyss of Washington, D.C. From Washington, D.C. all the way there to Davos and Brussels and on to Beijing. Some people were exposed for who they really are. Some questions were asked, some hard questions that never got answered, by the way. There was just obfuscation. From those people, a lot of those people, they threw it back on Donald Trump. But we've watched this mainstream media and this permanent political class make Donald Trump America's most wanted man, most hated man, most opposed political figure in recent American history. I got to be honest, even and we reference JFK a lot and we love to see RFK come over. And I hate to see that RFK's family members are still such sellouts, and they are. And I got some in my own family myself, not in my immediate family, but we all had, trust me, if you had a family member that came through this Marxist public education, or they're jacked into this communist mainstream media, you're going to be at odds with some family members when you start talking and speaking the truth. That's just how it goes. But RFK, the Kennedy family has been selling Kennedy down John down the water. Since he was killed, to be honest. Go back and listen to what the Kennedy family was saying in the wake of John and RFK's death. A lot of them on the record shilling for the very intelligence community that we now know was at least somewhat involved in the assassinations. Both of them, in my opinion. And oh, Donald Trump says he's going to release the files. And on that basis alone, I mean, if you're 33 to 75 years old, if you're in that age group that still has some type of cultural, let's say, affection and familiarity with just how significant John F. Kennedy was as a political figure and how you know, how traumatic that assassination was, is RFK, even Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, the four martyrs. If you remember that, or you have any real cultural familiarity, historical familiarity with that, you want to vote for Donald Trump. When has Kamala Harris said that she's going to release the John F. Kennedy files? The assassination files. She hadn't said it once because she doesn't plan to. And that tells you a great deal about who are, you know, who she's allied with, who her allegiances are, where her priorities are. So, yeah, when we say the deep state, there is a deep state. I did a PBS Frontline interview over the last couple of weeks. They're doing a project, American Voices. I was a part of it back in 2020 when I led these Minnesotans and Twin City residents to the Federal Reserve after George Floyd died. And I'm damn proud that I did. And when the MAGA movement and the conservative movement and the Republican Party starts to prioritize and reactivate their grassroots movements in the streets and takes back the streets from the Marxists and the leftists and the communists, then all of this stuff will be right out there in the open. It won't just be the Alex Joneses of the world and the people of this audience that have this silent majority. No matter what happens on November 5th, as a movement, we need to take this from being a silent majority to a loud majority. I'm tired of being a part of the silent majority. I'm tired of you being a part of the silent majority. That's part of that. Understand, that helps the narrative. That helps the scam. When the majority is silent, that helps them rig elections. There's something about that physical, visual presence that aids the consensus of the public. And we have to start to play the game at that level because it is a game. We're in a war. We're in an asymmetrical culture war with our own elites here in this country and other forces all around the world. And yeah, perception isn't everything. Let's be clear. That's not a Christian principle or ethic. Perception isn't reality, but perception is a factor. It's a factor we must consider, and we can never forego the principles or the morals for the perception. And that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you to do what your founding fathers called you to do. Be out there in the streets these last 14 days. Be out there in the streets. You wear your Trump gear. Here in Minnesota, if you're in Minnesota, you send an email right now to RoyceWhite.us. You reach out to my direct messages on X or on Instagram or on Facebook or somewhere. We're going to be putting out an event page later on today for a car rally that's going to go around the Twin Cities on the Sunday before the election. Let the people see it. Let the people hear it. Bring your motorcycles. Bring your pickup trucks. Bring your Trump flags. Bring your American flags. Bring your MAGA flags. Bring your Royce White for Senate flags. Your T-shirts. Your Bregalia. Don't hide. Let these people hear it. Let them see it. That's how they use Black Lives Matter to assume that all black people are voting Democrat. But now we know they're not. Now we can question whether they ever really were. Even CNN goes back to their chart and say, since Barack Obama in 2009, the Democrats have lost almost 40% of their support, 40 points worth of support from black men 18 to 44. And I said this the other day on my podcast. Isn't it ironic that black men ages 18 to 44 are disproportionately involved in violent crime? There's nothing racist about saying that. Especially if you're a black man who came from that community. I know good and well I got a better chance of being a victim of a violent crime from another black man than I do a white cop. That doesn't excuse dumb cops that do dumb things on the job. But it is a reality. But there's still optimism in that because despite that demographic being the number one perpetrator of violent crimes, that's the demographic that's moving from the Democratic Party the fastest. Why do you think that is? That goes back to that spiritual intuition of God's design. Young black men 18 to 44 are leading the charge. They may in fact save this country. Isn't that poetic? Isn't that poetic that it may be young black men 18 to 44 who have become the symbol, the image of what can be the most sad and unfortunate circumstance in our country may be the ones that save it. Why? They don't want to be down there in those communities victim to that type of lifestyle. They want access to the American dream. They want to do things. They want to have a life. They want to have families. They want to have a small business. They want to contribute to society. And the music industry had them, you know, it had them in that trance since the early 90s. And that was the advent. Ice Cube said it. Even himself as one of the founding fathers, you could say, of gangster rap, of rap music and gangster rap music. Even he said it now. Ah, man, when I really think about what the music industry has done to the black community, it promoted violence and a way of life that wasn't conducive for us. And there's a difference between narrating and imitating. There's a difference. There's a significant difference. There's a significant difference from saying what's going on in the community you come up in and glorifying it. Somewhere in there we lost that. And the music's getting worse and worse. You know, there used to be innuendo about drinking a 40 or smoking some pot. Now we're talking about doing drugs, copious amounts of opioids is what we're talking about. And it's almost seen, it's glorified. At least in the mainstream media culture. Now tell me, isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic for all you out there who think race doesn't matter? I'm glad Alex Jones brought up the race war because the predicate of where they're going is has to be based on race, which is why we can never stop talking about it. Don't let them rope that part of the ring off. You talk about race. As long as it's a tool that they want to use and wage against you, you don't be afraid to talk about it. You say what you think. You say what you feel. You're an American citizen. I go talk to people all across Minnesota, and sometimes I ask, who's white in the room? And you can see people's hands kind of just slowly, you know, I don't know what this question is, but you're white. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with being white. Don't let the Marxists and the communists and the mainstream media convince you that being white's a problem. My grandmother's from Norway. My great-grandmother, first-generation immigrant from Norway. Whiter than most of the people I go and talk to in rural Minnesota. White, true white. Nothing wrong with that. You're white, I'm black, we're Americans. You're not European, I'm not African. But this racial thing is the beating heart of the narrative. It's the beating heart of the narrative. And my point in saying that right now is when we talk about the music and what's happened to the music, isn't it ironic that nobody sees it as a public health crisis or what they would say is dangerous misinformation or disinformation or information that's a general danger to the public. When we talk about rap or gangster rap or music that glorifies drug use or music that glorifies practicing Satanism, which does have a sort of a sacrificial and dark demonic, let's say a lack of sanctity for life in it. Nobody can deny that. I don't think that sort of demonic devil worshiping and satanic practice has a general lack of sanctity of life to it. And all of that stuff can easily be perceived as a danger to the public. But it's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that we have to be conscious of, that we have to go out of our way to censor. Where is the Facebook and you all see it. I'm preaching to the choir. But for the deep state out there who's going to record and clip this 13 days out from my election with Klobuchar, and if you get a chance, you find our local WCCO radio station here in Minnesota, our WCCO channel is where I'm going to be debating Amy Klobuchar on this Sunday on October 27th, 9 a.m. Central. So make sure you try and go find that if you can. We'll do our best to make sure everybody gets it and it's not buried. Because I would have debated Amy Klobuchar five times by now already. And if I was to run for governor, if I was to run for president, I would debate as many times, with 10 times. Let's keep going. Let's really give the American people a look at what the fundamental ideology is of their elected officials, the people that are going to lead us out of this dark moment in our nation's history. But they don't want to do that. They shy away from media. They give you cookie cutter, curated images, staged. You know, it's fictitious. But again, I ask the question, why aren't they going out of their way to try and censor young black men from being exposed to music that is obviously encouraging them to engage in violent crime? It's encouraging them to engage in violent crime against other people in America, anybody. Why has there been no, what happened to that effort? I remember at one time there was a public effort to try and, you know, curtail and curb and kind of censor and put some restraints on violent video games, on violent music and movies and so on and so forth. You go on X now, and it's not just X, but it's all the social media sites. You go on X and some of these social media sites, and they have full-blown pornography on there. But you got people being suspended for talking about ivermectin? You got people getting suspended from social media sites for talking about drugs that actually have some significant clinical trials that we could point to of success. You show me where a young man gets trapped in a mindset where he believes that popping a few Percocet, carrying a handgun, and getting into altercations with other with his peers or people in his age group over trivial things has ever been deemed or seen as a net positive for that demographic. Somebody pointed out to me, where's the evidence? So even when they talk about science, it's not science, it's pseudoscience, it's selective science. It's science a la carte. Scientifically speaking, white liberal women need to resign from the education system because they've been in charge of it. They've been responsible for it, and they failed. I don't know what to say about that. I'm not trying to, you know, insult you. But it's the same thing I'd say about Kamala Harris. It's the same thing I'd say about the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. If we're going to say that these systems that have had their day in the sun and we have not found the results to be up to the standard that we see fit as American citizens, it's time for some change, not some Barack Obama change, but some America First change, some real change. We got a chance to do that right now. And when Donald Trump is elected, we're going to have to hold his feet to the fire, and he should embrace that. And we should relish in that. But that's the difference between our leaders and their leaders. Our leaders, if they're worth their salt, if they're worth theirs, you don't vote for me because I'm black. Don't vote for me because I'm supporting Donald Trump. Don't vote for me because I'm ultra MAG or America First. Vote for me based on the ideas. Vote for me based on the commitment to the value of your citizenship. Vote for me on those bases. We invite that. We invite that being held to the fire. Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, myself, and there's many others out there. We enjoy having our ideas cross-examined and held to the fire. That's why I love going on liberal media. They won't invite me anymore. I can't, they won't even invite me to come talk anymore. The ideas are wrapped too tight. Too good on the policy. Too good with the history. History they can't refute. And I'll say this to end. The one far out there idea we're gonna start to discuss in this move. We gotta take the dollar away as the reserve currency. That's the whole scam. I know a lot of people say, well, if you take the dollar away as the reserve currency, then, you know, this will happen or that will happen, or, you know, even Donald Trump said it'd be like losing a war. It's not. It won't be. We'll survive. We'll survive it. The belief in the United States dollar is the single greatest allegiance to the scam in this country and around the world. We don't want to be this United States dollar military empire. It's not going to work. especially not when you have guys like George Soros who are giving billions of dollars to the American political system and elections. And he's on the record saying that the dollar has to depreciate or decline in order to allow for China, as a much smaller but more efficacious economy, rise to the position of prominence. Both things can't continue. We can't continue to be the world's reserve currency and be entangled with all of these foreign interests and domestic, domestic, I don't know what you want to call them, influencers that are subverting us. The danger isn't the actual, the danger isn't, the instability or the ebb and flow of the dollar. The danger is the belief in the dollar. The danger is that if they say the dollar collapses, we all look around at each other like, what do we do now? What do you do now? What were we doing before the dollar was the reserve currency? And see, I know this is even dangerous to, this is dangerous to even be saying. This type of thing you say and mysteriously you suicide yourself, right? Because now you're playing with how the thing actually works. And that's why they threw Steve Bannon in jail. Was in the military, worked there on Wall Street, worked there in Hollywood, knows how the money works, understands how the money works. And that's the most dangerous thing because it's the truest. And I don't even know if he would agree. Me and him will have that talk when he's coming home. He'll be home in 6 days. And we're going to start to have this conversation about the United States dollar being the world's reserve currency, because just like many other things in our society, we have choices in front of us. All the easy answers, all the easy questions are behind us now. All the easy answers are behind us now. The alternative currency is already being built. The anti-American sentiment and narrative is already being drummed up on the world stage. Russia and China are already going behind our back and telling these other nations, look at how the single smartest strategic thing that I've seen militarily from a world leader in my 33 years of being alive is Vladimir Putin instigating a war with Ukraine. Not for the kinetic results. The brilliance in it was he exposed that the United States dollar is not neutral. And we promised people it would be neutral. When it became the world's reserve currency on the back of the petrodollar after World War II and on the back of the petrodollar, we said, nobody, you don't have anything to worry about. This is a neutral tool as a means to exchange, to globalize the economy. And 48 hours after he went into Ukraine, Joe Biden threatened to take him off the SWIFT system, and the entire world got to see it. And that was the whole goal. That's my theory of the case. That was the whole goal. The whole goal was to expose America and the United States dollar for the lie that it's been held up as. And guess what? Our leaders made that mistake, but we don't have to continue. America has everything it needs in natural resources. It has everything it needs in innovation and manpower. We have everything we need here. We have everything we need in the Western Hemisphere. And we need to foster that. We need to start to build that the way they're building that across the water. And it's going to happen one way or another. You don't have a choice. When Russia and China and Iran get together and they start to foment anti-American dissent on the world stage, we're not going to have a choice anyway. This is the tip of the spear for the MAGA movement going forward. It's been a blast hosting the Alex Jones Show. Thank you again to Alex Jones. Congratulations. We're seeing the fruits of your 30 years in the industry and all of the truth you've told over the years. The fight continues. The fight continues. Godspeed.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.